Classic Hits 98.9 presents High School Football.
First down and 10 at the 24, and now they're going to go out of the spread on first down for the first time. Three wideouts. Pump fake. Want to go deep, and Olmstead's behind everybody and makes the fingertip catch at the 30, to the 20, to the 10. Touchdown, Overton.
Tonight, the 2012 season kicks off in Overton as the Eagles welcome in the Cyclones of Stapleton-McPherson County. High School Football on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
And a high kick picked up about the 10-yard line. Dancing around a little bit. That is going to be Kahoy. Kahoy gets the corner, but there's some blue jerseys over there. They stand him up, breaks midfield, breaks another tackle, scoots through there, and he's going to go the distance. He tails all the way. That's going to be a return of 70 yards on the play, and just like that, the Eagles are on the board.
Stapleton McPherson County has had their third coaching staff in 3 years and kick off the season against the perennial eight-man power in Overton. It's the Cyclones and Eagles coming up next, but first, the New Tech C pregame show will take you out to Overton with Classic Hits' Randy Bushcutter right after this word from New Tech C.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Well, rejoice, football fans. You made it back to another high school football season here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Good evening, everyone. I'm Randy Bushcutter. Glad you could join us for coverage of high school football again. And not a lot of matchups in the area to start week zero, but this is one that we're kind of curious to see what kind of team Overton is going to have. They have been one of the predominant powers of eight-man football in the state and especially in this region. It'll be interesting to see what the Eagles put on the field this year, because they're missing some key ingredients that have led them to success over really the last decade for the most part, and that would be the Olmstead family. As I mentioned, I am Randy Bushcutter. Glad you could join us again with me this year to provide color commentary throughout the course of our high school football coverage is Kearney Catholic head basketball coach and cross-country coach Don Lease. And coach, it's nice to have football back.
Yeah, it is, Randy. It's, you know, we were talking on the way up here, you know, those first 2 weeks of school, they're kind of nice when you're getting everything kind of organized and stuff. But, yeah, for me, you know, the athletic competition and stuff like that is really what kind of kicks things off. And a lot of, like you said, there wasn't a lot of games in the area, but there's a few games in the area, and this is one of them. It's nice to be back, you know, doing some football games. A beautiful, beautiful night to play some football, too.
And a beautiful facility here. Yeah. One of the people I work with at the radio station mentioned you can tell football is kind of big in Overton whenever you drive by because of the beautiful facilities that they have here. And football is big in Overton, and for good reason.
Oh, yeah, definitely. They, in the past, you know, 10, 12 years here at Overton, they've done a great job, you know, making to the playoffs and going deep into the playoffs and doing some good things here at Overton. You know, Snodgrass did a great job. Now he's moved on to York and stuff, but, you know, they've done a great job replacing him. These kids are hungry to get out here and play some football. You could tell when they just came across the track here, you know, and were ready to roll. Both sides seemed excited, and you look down the lineup here, Randy, there's some pretty big boys on both sides.
Yeah, Stapleton, McPherson County, not a lot of success last year, just won a couple of games. So you look at this on paper, and you'd say Overton with that tradition and being on their home field would be a prohibitive favorite in this one. But if you're a program that likes to think of themselves as kind of up and coming like McPherson County is, you have to assert yourself, and no better time to do that than week one.
Yeah, you know, stepping right in here, like you said, you know, Overton in the past has been really good. Overton wants to see what they have this year also. McPherson County wants to see what they have for what they got down the road and so on. But, you know, Randy, you got a two matchups here. You know, it's a first game. Both teams are, you know, ready to play some football. One team's, you know, like you said, has been, you know, very, very good. The other one's kind of struggled a little bit. You kind of want to see what you have, and what a better place to do it right here at Overton.
And you get kind of tired of banging on each other. We mentioned earlier, yeah, Overton, a lot of success. In fact, 10 straight appearances, yep, into the state playoffs. They've gone to Lincoln three times in that 10-year span and have come away with one state championship back in 2006. Now, this year, you kind of look at a rebuilding year because They are a very young football team, only one senior on the entire squad.
Yep, you know, that's not, you know, normal for Overton. And, you know, like we said, the Olmsted family has been, you know, here forever and done a great job here, and they're going to miss those guys. But, you know, we'll see what these young kids are made of. I know, you know, playing them in basketball this summer and stuff, they had a lot of spunk. They got after you. And I know Jay Stair, you know, the basketball coach, is ready for them to see what they have when basketball rolls around. And I'm sure they're ready to get out here on the football field and keep this tradition going.
You know, and I also think it's interesting. Usually we don't talk about the assistant coaches before we talk about the head coaches. But it just says a little bit about the tradition of Overton football that Orion Matthews, who 10 years ago was part of this, early part of this run that they've had here, after playing at UNK and having a lot of success there, he's now an assistant coach here. It's just part of the circle of life, the circle of football, if you will, in this community, and it's just nice to see it kind of coming and coming back around. Overton not rated in the top 10, I would not be surprised if at the end of the season that is different than it is at the beginning where they're not rated.
Yeah, definitely. You know, and like you said, with Matthews coming back, Randy, you know, he's done so much for Overton, and it's nice to see, you know, kids come back and give back to their school and system. And, you know, those kids will look up to him because, you know, going, man, this guy played here. This guy was on this field. He played for UNK. You know, they'll respect what he has to say and listen to him, and it's nice to him to, for him to give it back to Overton also.
And head coach Paul Heisenfeld has a year under his belt. You know, came in as a new coach last year, kind of learning the system, kind of learning, you know, what it's like, what Overton football is about, and what the players had to find out what he was about. You know, second year in, the system's in place. Not that it was really radically different than what Coach Snodgrass was doing, but now I think there's just a little bit more comfort level, and a lot of times when a team makes that jump, it's this second year you got that new head coach.
Yep, you're right, Randy. You know, and you know, a lot of those kids were used to what Snodgrass was doing and stuff last year, and he brought in, you know, some things different, and every coach does. No matter what it is, what sport it is, every coach brings in a little bit something different, and they've made the adjustments. I'm anxious to see, you know, their second year. It's kind of like, you know, that second football game. You make a lot of adjustments. You make a lot of, you know, strides in that, and I think the second year you do also, Randy.
And Bill Cranston, he is the new head football coach at Stapleton McPherson County. As we mentioned, a team that has not had the success that Overton has had. In fact, they only won two games last year. New coach coming in from Ohio. He's learning the team. And the team's learning all about him. And that'll be part of what he talks about. When we continue with the New Tech Seed pregame show, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back with more of the New Tech Seed pregame show, we'll talk with the two head coaches and begin with Stapleton McPherson County head coach Bill Cranston. When we come back right after this.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now with a storefront at Ord. They're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Now here's two truths. The tax man cometh and the refund follows. If you've been waiting for the tax season to upgrade your wheels, the wait's over. Even if you've got bad credit, a repossession, or collections, the friendly folks at Midway Auto Credit are here to help. So go where you don't have to take no for an answer. Midway Auto Credit, located at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at midwayautocredit.com.
And we're back on the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits. It's the opening night of the football season, and at Stapleton McPherson County, it's been a little something different for the last 3 years. Another new head coach, but Bill Cranston joins us here. And Bill, I guess one thing is, you don't know anything more about these kids until you came in than they did. It's not like you're an assistant taking over. It's a fresh start for this program that's trying to turn the corner and get back to where the two schools had been individually before the merger. And I guess the first thing is, how do you think fall camp went?
Oh, I think we had a great camp. I think we had a great varsity camp in July. We got a lot of our what we wanted to put in as far as our systems on offense and defense, and we worked a lot on the little things, and we continued it into our two-a-days, and we feel real good about what we, you know, how far we've come, and you know, since we started, and especially when we go back to our weightlifting and conditioning, also when we came here and got here and started things rolling.
That is where a lot of coaches start, especially when they want to get bigger. You know, if you work in the weight room, you're going to get bigger and stronger. What kind of a team did you find when you took over the program, and where did you have to immediately make some changes?
I think the biggest thing with the kids that, you know, over the last, you know, 3 or 4 years has been their confidence and believing in themselves, and I don't know that that's been there in the past 3 or 4 years. I think it's something that they just have lacked. They don't feel like when they come on the field that they've had a chance to compete with every team they're out there with. And you know, I think a lot of things that they've done in the last year or two have been a lot of mistakes and things that can be corrected. And I think it just over a period of time it took its toll on them, and that's where they were when I took over. It's just, you know, we just want to win a game. We just want to win some games. We just want to, you know, every one of them had different goals. We had to fill out their goal sheet and things that they wanted to do. And you know, the overwhelming factor that we did get and the response that we got from them on the goal sheet was that they wanted to have a winning team and a winning program and go somewhere with it.
Bill Cranston with us here on the New Tech Seed pregame show as they take on Overton here on opening night. You come out of the football tradition, rich state of Ohio. What are some of the things that we will see from you and your coaching staff that maybe some Nebraska teams aren't able to use?
Well, you know, I like to think that, you know, from my perspective, you know, I've got a great great coaching staff since I've come here. We've assembled a nice staff, and I'd like to think that what I bring to the table is defense more than anything. We you know, I've prided myself on good defenses in my coaching career, and it's just something I've always believed in. I'm kind of an old style guy. I'm kind of the Woody Hayes, Bear Bryant kind of, you know, believe in that kind of defense, and you play good defense, and you play good special teams, and you get field position, and you just, you know, you kill the clock, and you time of possession is very important. So those are the kind of things, just that basic stuff that and wins you football games or loses them if you don't, the breaks don't go your way.
Well, I know obviously you'll know a lot more about your football team after you actually get to see them play a game. What are your thoughts? Where do you see maybe the strength of this team, and what are some of the things that are still very much a concern for you going into this opening night?
Oh, I think for us, I believe our strength is our defense. I think the kids, we've got some great leadership with our two seniors, our two senior captains. I think that they will bring a lot of experience to the table. We've got some young kids who have been in, you know, have been in some varsity games and really been in the fire the last couple of years as freshmen and sophomores. So we are still a young team, but we have, you know, we do have some experience with the younger kids, but that's and the concern for us is just, you know, our youth, and you know, our offense is still learning its way and still getting to where we need to work out all the things that you know, to make the offense go and, you know, run as a finely oiled machine, we hope, you know.
Well, you talked about your captains here, and that's Austin Starr, and always nice that your quarterback can assume the captain's role and be a leader. You've also got Levi Peterson in there. Are those a couple of kids just when you walked into the program that you knew you were going to be able to count on?
Yes, I really did, and that was just talking to once I got here, talking to some of the people within the program and my athletic directors and just got a feel for what the kids were into, and you look at some of the stats and things from last year and what they brought, and these are two young men who were actually captains last year on the team, so you know, as juniors they were leaders, so they're just bringing that extra experience that they've had as leaders and in that role to their senior year.
You play Overton, obviously. Maybe you've seen some film on them. This has been a traditional power in eight-man football in Nebraska for quite some time. So it's going to be quite the test, obviously, for a squad that only got one win last week. What are you looking for tonight, and what concerns you going into a game against a powerhouse like them?
Our biggest concern for coming from what we've seen on film and in Overton, I have the utmost respect for their program. They are a perennial power in eight-man football, and we have seen them on film, and they're well coached. They've got a couple real nice-looking young men on their defensive line, and I think he's offensive and defensive line, and their linebacker tight end. We've seen them on film, and we have our work cut out for us as far as those two, the two that stood out to us that we are concerned about. So we know that Overton is going to be a real tough test for us, and what they bring.
Well, Coach, I know you've got a little bit more preparation to do, and sure nice getting a chance to chat with you and get this season underway. I'm guessing you're probably even more eager than the kids are at this point.
Yes, I am. I'm really looking forward to it, and it's just great to be here. It's great to take this program to the next step, and being able to play it a great program like Overton is a great start for us.
Well, Bill, welcome to Nebraska, and hopefully things will start to turn around for your program, and maybe that'll start tonight.
All right. Thank you so much.
That's Bill Cranston, head football coach at Stapleton McPherson County, joining us here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll be back to Overton to hear from head coach Paul Huizenfeld right after this on Classic Hits.
Dr. Daniel McClenahan, DDS, is your family dentist in Overton. Make an appointment for the whole family to get a checkup and cleaning. Taking good care of your smile is more than the look. It promotes overall health and good oral hygiene. Today means healthier, happier smiles tomorrow. Dr. McClenahan is very proud to support all of our area youth in and out of the games. Dr. McClenahan is keeping your smile healthy in Overton. Best of luck, Overton Eagles.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits, the opening night of the football season in Overton, where the wins just keep coming, and they're hoping to do so with another great year this year. Coach Paul Huizenfeld joins us as they get ready to take on Stapleton McPherson County. And Coach, ready for another season? The kids have got all those practices under their belt. Tell us how things have looked here through fall camp.
You know, I tell you what, we started off with a good camp. Going into Hastings, did really well, surprised us, had some kids really step up. And this fall, really, our first starters there, we were looking really, really good. I think we're going to really compete at the state level. And so far, I think these kids are just ready to go out and hit someone else instead of hitting our own guys, they say. So.
Well, let's start with the obvious here. It's been the first time in a number of years that there isn't a big old Olmstead boy in that football lineup for you. How do you replace that strength that those guys brought to the team, not just during your tenure, but over the last 6-7 years?
It was kind of difficult, because I'm a pretty power-minded type person, and so I like to run the ball and prove that, we can do what we need to do. But, we just got to – we're going to play with a little bit more finesse this year. We got some guys that stepped in. Our front three really worked hard this summer, and we're going to see where it takes us. Maybe throw the ball around a little bit more.
Well, and if you're going to throw the ball, and obviously just going to your opening statement, you're pretty confident as young as this team is, because Matt Ayton, your quarterback, the only senior on the team, which is freakish even if you're playing six-man football.
Yeah, it's I'm proud of him. He stepped into the role last year, and again this year, he's just been, his leadership skills have just been improving year in and year out, and he's been a great leader for us this whole past year so far. So,
I'm looking at the roster, Paul, and it doesn't look like there's as many kids out for football. And in Class D, you just never know what the boys' count is going to be like. Depth, is that going to be the biggest concern for this team?
Yeah, this year, biggest thing is going to be depth. We have our good 8, 9 players there, and then after that, it's just young, inexperienced kids that, you know, they're willing to play and willing to put in the hard work, but, you know, just ain't at the level that we need them at yet, and so, you know, some key injuries could really set our season. We could either go, you know, have a really, really good season or not have a good season at all.
Well, that has been a long time since something like that's happened at Overton, and Paul Huizenfeld with us here on the pregame show as they get ready to take on Stapleton McPherson County. Almost any kid I bring up is going to be fairly new, but tell me about Zach Zaleski. You're going to have him starting for you. He kind of popped onto the scene as a wrestler last year. Obviously, he's got to get in football shape. Tell me about what you see in him.
You know, he had a great lineman camp. We went, took all the kids down to the GI lineman camp with O'Boyle, and I tell you what, it was us versus York in the very end of their competition, which is kind of ironic, you know, with Coach Snodgrass. And, you know, I even talked to him after. He goes, I was kind of pulling for you guys, too, just for the fact, you know, he's been here and everything. And they worked really hard at that competition. You know, York kind of took him over, but we overcame so many different bigger, stronger, faster schools. And he worked hard, and he's kind of the leader of that line right now. And you know, and then you bring JD into the mix with him, and those two are just two peas in a pod, and they work hard. And then, you know, this group has just been working great. So,
Coach, overall, do you feel a little bit more of a comfort level this year than taking over the program last year and getting acclimated? Do you like where you're at?
Well, you know, last year was, you know, I felt like I had to prove something. But I think every year I think I got to prove something. So I'm a person that I want to keep improving every year, doing what we need to do to get better, and you know, never settle for anything. And I, you know, I don't know if I'm more comfortable, but it's always a busy time of year. I know that for me, and I'm just excited, always excited for that first game, just to see what our kids can do against someone else. So.
You talked about Mike having to pass it more. You still got Cahoy and Kaiser back there, some pretty good running backs for you. What else, if anything, will fans see that might be a little bit different about the game plan on either side of the ball this year than what they saw last year?
Well, size is going to be the biggest thing. You know, you're going to look out there, and our guys are going to be about 2-3 inches shorter than about probably half the people we play, but that's not stopping us. You're going to just see a lot more speed getting these guys in open space and letting them go from there. So, you know, we're going to come out. We're still going to try powering it. We're going to see what we can work on there and then play action and come out and maybe pass on you. You just never know with us.
Another minute here with Overton football coach Paul Huizenfeld. Tell me about the competition, somebody that you guys at Overton haven't seen. I don't remember if you maybe got a chance to see them back before you came over to Overton, but Stapleton McPherson County, a new opponent on the schedule. Do you know anything about them?
You know, we played them at Medicine Valley. In the 2 years I was there, you know, they came out really hard the first quarter, but then it was kind of once you got on top of them, you know, they really kind of went downhill. But that's about all I know from them, especially with two new coaches. They're just not a very established team. And I don't, with this new coach, I don't know if, you know, they're going to be a little bit more established. And, you know, that was one thing I told our kids is we just never know who's going to show up. So, you know, I told them to get on top of them early and let's, you know, do what we need to do right away so that they don't have a chance to get back in the game.
What about your early schedule? Because after this football game, you're not back home until the 21st. You got two away games and then your bye week since you play here in week zero. It would seem like a South Loop would be a good challenge here in a couple of weeks to maybe test your team. And you'll have your schedule kind of sets up that every couple of games you'll probably have somebody that's going to give you a test.
Yeah, and, you know, just the way it worked out. I'm not the happiest with the schedule, but that's just the way it worked out. And you know, South Loop, it's always great to see that. They got a good running back there that I coached and taught over at Medicine Valley where he transferred over there. And so it's going to be exciting. He's a senior this year. So I'm just excited to play them also. And the season, you know, with this competition with Elm Creek, they're going to be good, even though they got a new coach. And the coach over at Arapaho, I coached and taught or coached at Prue State when he was there. So we kind of had, you know, good buddies, but at the same time, we're, you know, rivals at the same time. So it's going to be interesting this year. I think those two teams are going to really test us. And Alma is going to be a question mark, I think.
Well, Paul, we look forward to chatting with you throughout the season. Let's see if we can get it off to a great start tonight against Stapleton-McPherson County, and thanks for the time.
Thank you very much.
That's Overton football coach Paul Huizenfeld joining us here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll be back to Overton with the starting lineups right after this on Classic Hits.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
The most recommended, by far, Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended, Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are.
Welcome back to Overton. Your starting lineup is brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. Let's give you the starters for Stapleton McPherson County, and we'll just give you both offensive and defensive starters. It's Austin Starr, a 5'10", 160-pound senior. Jesse Paxson, 5'7", 145 pounds, and a junior. Ross Johnson, a 5'10", 180-pound junior. Logan Pabin is 5'10", 150 pounds, and just a sophomore. Luke Waltz, also a sophomore, 5'11", 180 pounds. Levi Peterson, 5'11", 215-pound senior. Clancy Barnum, 5'10", 170 pounds, and a sophomore. Trevor Hanna is a junior, 5'8", 155 pounds. He'll be a running back. And Clay Cypher, 6'1", 190 pounds, and a junior. Now for Overton, their starters are these. Hayden Cahoy is starting at running back. He's 185 pounds and a junior. Matt Aiton will play quarterback, 165 pounds senior, the only senior on the roster. Justin Hodgson, a sophomore, 170 pounds. He will play end and middle linebacker. Joel Schaefer, a junior, 155 pounds. He'll play end. Logan Kaiser, 145-pound running back. He is a junior. Zach Zaleski, a sophomore, 250 pounds. He'll play on the line. Brad Davey, a junior, 145 pounds. He's a running back at number 68. J.D. Callahan, 220-pound junior, will start on the line. And Chase Horn, a junior, 195 pounds, and a junior. That's the starting lineup for head coach Paul Huizenfeld in his second year here for the Overton Eagles. Your starting lineup, as we mentioned, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. The starters have been announced here on the field. Pep song is in the air here in Overton. In just a few moments, the national anthem, and then we'll kick this one off. We're going to take a quick break. When we return, the kick between the Eagles and the Cyclones of Stapleton McPherson County right after this.
Mobile Bank All is here exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bank All from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bank All allows you to view your account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bank All is a free service for internet banking customers at the better bank, Five Points Bank.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
America's farmers feed the world. That's why your CHS Service Center provides producers like these with market access and insights for their success.
Well, they stay on top of the market. They really look out for us.
They watch world activity so we can make informed decisions.
We get daily emails and text alerts from our co-op. They're able to take our grain when we need to move it.
Get connected to a CHS Service Center near you. Resources for enriching lives, CHS.
Well, we're just about ready to get things on the road here. The starting lineup's announced. National anthem well performed by the head of the music department here at Overton High School. And first break in the huddle will be the Cyclones of Stapleton, McPherson County. They'll be in their road white uniforms, red helmets, black pants, and white jerseys. So their school colors, red, white, and black, well displayed. They will be kicking off from the 30-yard line. And to start the season, Overton will receive the ball in their familiar black pants, blue jerseys, and blue helmets. And Coach Leese, the ball's going to be in the air here in just a second, and it feels awful good.
Yes, it does, Randy. It's a great night to play some football. We'll just, you know, we got Overton on the offensive end of it right off the bat here. We'll see what they got. You know, like you said, they only got one senior on the squad, very young team, so we'll see what they have.
Kicking it off will be Levi Peterson. He is 215 pounds, and from the looks of how it's teed up and how he's lined up, he's a straight-on, old-school kind of kicker. And he puts his hands in the air. When there is any space, and he punches it out to about the 3-yard line where it's picked up there. The return right off their right side.
Mobile Bankall is here exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bankall from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bankall allows you to view your account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bankall is a free service for internet banking customers at the Better Bank, Five Points Bank.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guaranteed price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Apologies for a little bit of technical difficulties, new technology, and, you know, sometimes that just happens. What has happened in our absence was we got a nice little first down run here. They got it on third down, and now on first and 10, gain of about six for number six, Matt Aiton, and that's now going to set up now second and 4 for Overton. They're already in Cyclone territory at the 25-yard line, 9:50 to go here. In the first quarter, and dropping back to pass is going to be Aiton. Aiton, there's a flag on the play as he throws over the head of Hayden Cahoy, and that's generally where you're going to see a hold.
Yeah, right up the middle. They had McPherson County had a couple guys coming right up the middle, and they were on Aiton pretty fast, so it looks like you said, Randy, it's going to be holding, and that was the indication.
Well, it's either going to be third and about 4, or you back them up and make it second and about 14. I think you probably make it second and 14. From the indications, it looks like they're getting ready to mark this one off.
Yeah, and that's what they're going to do. They're marking them back. Like you said, it's going to be about second and about 14 yards, 15 yards to go here. You know, like you said, the McPherson County guys, they got a couple big guys up front, Randy, that really got in there very fast that time.
And that always causes problems. Even if you don't get the sack, what you just saw happen oftentimes will be what happened. So we'll set up now 2nd and 14 in the opening drive of the season here for Overton. Ayton will be in under center, wide out to the left. Now he's in motion, and they'll fake the handoff to him, give it a cross buck right up the middle, and barreling through there is the fullback, Brad Davey, and big number 68 gets back to the original line of scrimmage. So that's going to now set up 3rd and about 10 as Davey runs for 6.
Yeah, and Clay Seifer for McPherson County, he's been one that's been getting up there. So that time they kind of did a little bit of a counter on him and cut back to the side there, Randy, did, and they had a nice little run on that play.
So it's 3rd and 10 from right at the 30-yard line. It's probably 4-down territory with the wind at your back, and they're going to fake the handoff, drop him back as Ayton. He's got a man, and he underthrows him just a little bit. Not real open was Joel Schaefer, and if you throw that much more in the air, you run the risk of having that intercepted. So that, even though it was incomplete, that was not a bad throw from your quarterback, even though it landed at your receiver's feet.
No, like you said, Randy, if he gets it up in the air, it might have been picked. But Schaefer had just a little bit of a step on him, but not much there. And that he kind of put it out there to where maybe Schaefer makes a diving catcher. It's incomplete. At least there's not a, you know, an interception or anything on the play.
But a little change in personnel, and maybe with that wind at your back, you try to pin back the Cyclones deep, and that does appear to be what they have in mind here, because they are in punt formation, and they're in that safety punt formation as everybody's within about 3 yards of the line of scrimmage except for the punter. And Ayton will punt it and try to Kaufman corner it, and he hits it at the back end of the end zone for the touchback. So it'll be 1st and 10 for the Cyclones from the 15-yard line. So at least Overton, nothing else, kind of flips the field with their first drive of the year. And what win there is will be in the face of the Cyclones from Stapleton McPherson County. Austin Starr, their quarterback, 5'10", 160 pounds, and on their roster, they list him as athlete.
Yeah.
So you know that there's a lot of things. A lot of times you like to have your best athlete handling the football as much as possible, and you can't handle it any more than the quarterback does.
Yep. And, you know, it's kind of funny that last time, right, when they punted, they didn't have nobody back there.
And a quick little run here for Starr as he gets to the outside. He's going to pick up about 5 yards. He's knocked out of bounds right at the 20-yard line with 8:54 to go here in the first quarter. That's the first play from scrimmage for Stapleton McPherson County and the first play from scrimmage for new head coach Bill Cranston, who came from Ohio. And so he'll be now 2nd and about 5 from right at the 20-yard line.
Just a fake quick pitch to the left, and Austin took off to the right, picked up 5 yards.
Nothing very fancy. They go in the eye, two tight ends, and the quick pitch, it's on the ground, and just falling on it is going to be the eye back. And so just jumping on the ball and protecting the possession is Logan Pabin, and Pabin just fell on the ball, and the 5 yards they gained a moment ago, they just lost. As actually, I think Starr is the one that's going to be officially credited with that because it was on the ground and a fumble. So Starr with two carries officially, and no yards now.
Yeah, nice pressure right up the middle by Overton that time, ready to kind of cause that, you know, put it on the ground and stuff.
That play happened faster than Starr wanted to. He wanted to kind of run down the side there and option off. He's going to roll out to his right and start looking back the other way, and it's going to be caught in the backfield. So this actually is going to be a run, and nowhere to run by Trevor Hanna. They tried to set up the screen that actually was a lateral, and there's going to be no gain on the play as Hanna will be, well, I guess he lunged forward for a gain maybe of about 2, but that's going to set up a punting situation here for the Cyclones.
Yeah, Chase Horn did a great job that time because it looked like there was 3 or 4 people out here about ready to block him, and he kind of dodged a couple of them and made a great tackle.
And I think the punter is going to be Levi Peterson, but they're kind of moved around a little bit. Yeah, Peterson is going to be in kick formation. He's staying about the 5-yard line and probably about a 15-mile-an-hour wind in his face, and we have a flag thrown. And we'll see. This might be one of those infraction deals. I think they broke the huddle with too many players. Yeah, that's what it's going to be, and it's going to be a 5-yard penalty on SMC, Stapleton McPherson County.
That's what one guy kind of tried to sneak off there a little bit, Randy, after the play there, but that's what it was. There was 9 men in the huddle.
We're going to talk about a couple of rule changes in high school and college football here after this punt, and now standing at his goal line is going to be Peterson. Peterson gets the snap, will put his foot into it, and it's blocked! It is hot! Be a safety and nearly a touchdown for Brad Davey. Davey with the block. and he'll get credited with a safety in the first points of the season for Overton. Come from special teams, they lead it 2-0.
Yeah, just got enough pressure, and the guy had to step to his right to kind of kick, and he put his hand out there and blocked the punt, went straight up in the air. Looked like at one time he was going to catch it for a...
Almost looked like he, he just couldn't find it. It's kind of like that high pop-up, and the catcher couldn't find the ball. But Overton on the board, and again, that five-yard penalty probably big because it gives you the idea that we can really go after this punt here.
Yeah.
And if we just get a running into it, it's not going to be that big of a deal.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Randy. He came with some pretty good pressure. And that was kind of fun to see him just stick his hand out there and hit that just right, pop that ball straight up in the air. And like you said, he was looking around to try to catch that ball as it's coming down, but never could find it. And it hit, and it rolled out of bounds in the end zone there. And he did a good job, though, trying to catch that ball in the air, though. That was fun to see.
Well, so the safety, the first points of the season here for the Overton Eagles, and that might very well bode well for your defense through the course of the year. So there will be either a kickoff or a free punt here from the 15-yard line. Mentioned one of the rule changes, and probably the one that people are going to notice more than anything else, is if a player loses their helmet during the course of a game. Now, if the running back loses their helmet, they blow the whistle, play's over. You don't get to cream the guy that's not wearing a helmet just because he's running the football. They blow the play dead. But that's always been the rule. But the one that I think's of note is if a player loses their helmet during a play, they have to come out for the next play unless you want to burn one of your timeouts. So I never saw a helmet come off of a kid's head except the last 3-4 years. Now they're trying to encourage them to make sure you get a helmet that's strapped on properly.
Yep, you know, one that fits just right and everything, Randy. You know, safety is one of those big things right now, too.
You bet. And they will go with their traditional kickoff, so putting his foot into it is going to be Peterson, and he'll get the ball down the right side, and trying to back down that sideline was Logan Kaiser. Couldn't quite get to the corner this time because he was met on that far sideline over there and knocked out of bounds by Trevor Hanna.
Yeah, Trevor did a good job. He kind of squirted between the two blockers that were there, and he got picked it up at the 15-yard line, did Overton, and had a decent return, but had a little bit there, Randy, but he squirted right through there and made a nice tackle.
So the ball will be spotted. I think we're going to officially call that one the 27-yard line. The nose of the football is on the back end of the 27, so it's a little bit shorter than that. They're going to go with a tight end to the left and a wing back split out wide to the left as well. One back in the backfield behind Ayton. Ayton will run the option, and the ball, I think, maybe on the ground. Ayton picked it up and tried to advance it, and then he got hogtied right there. Great penetration by the Cyclone defense there to disrupt the play was Luke Waltz.
Yeah, Luke did a good job of getting in there as Ayton tried to kind of look like, you know, put the ball in the fullback's, you know, stomach and then pull it out. And Luke was right there to make the contact and the hit, and then the ball was on the ground, and Ayton did a good job of picking it up, and, you know, he ended up losing a yard on the play, but at least it's not a fumble.
Well, it's a whole lot losing the football, and that's nearly what happened there. So it'll be second and 11 here. 6:12 to go here, quarter number one, 2-0 Overton, as they have their second possession of the year. They fake the long pitch and nowhere to run at all for the tailback. Wrapped up immediately was, again, Davey, and again, it was Waltz who just waltzed in there and had him for a 2-yard loss.
Yeah, Walls and Seifer did a good job right there in the middle. Seifer's been on that first series. He made a few plays where he was getting in there, you know, making some penetration at the defensive nose guard position there. And Waltz that time, both those guys were right in there once the ball was handed off.
And there just was nowhere to go at all. Early scores, Grand Island Northwest leading Sydney 21-0 in the second quarter, and Holdridge leads Garing 7-0 also in the second. Driving back to pass on third and long is Ayton. He airs it out, and not quite able to track down the ball was Joel Schaefer. Schaefer got turned around a little bit. Ball was well thrown. Had Schaefer seen that ball a little bit earlier, we might be lining up for an extra point.
Yep, he had a little bit of step on his guy, and Ayton did a pretty good job of putting it in the right spot. Schaefer just kind of looked over one shoulder and then had to look back over the other shoulder on it, but pretty well thrown ball.
It was exactly where it should be thrown. No threat at all of it being intercepted. So Ayton will be back deep now, this time in punt formation, as he is standing at about the 12-yard line. He'll put his foot into it at the 15. It is a nice-looking punt with a little bit of wind behind him, and they let it bounce to Starr, and Starr will watch it die down to about the 8-yard line, where it's going to be down there by Brad Davey.
Yep.
So a nice punt.
Nice bump by Eaton that time, Randy. You know, the time before when they were at the 30, you know, he punted it and it looked like his coaches were trying to tell him to angle it and stuff, but he punted it through the end zone. This time, you know, he had plenty of room and he booted the ball real well that time.
And it's one of those that you got the nose down, and when it bounced, it didn't roll real far, but it was very effective as Davey was right down there. So first and 10 here for the Cyclones. Last time they were in this neighborhood, they gave up a safety. Starr is under center, and he'll hand the ball off to his tailback, and trying to bounce through there is Hannah. And Hannah squirts through after being met at the line of scrimmage, and he's able to bounce forward for a gain maybe of about 4 yards.
Pretty tough run by Hannah that time. You know, like you said, Randy, right off the bat, he kind of – once he got to the line of scrimmage, he met a couple of blue jerseys there, but he did a good job keeping his feet going and made a lot of the yardage, 4 yards really, out of the play.
Second and six from the 12-yard line, and Starr is going to pitch it back. This running out there on that far sideline is going to be Pabin, and Pabin trying to get the corner doesn't make it back to the line of scrimmage.
Nope, Aiton did a good job coming up that time. He saw the pitch and read it real well and came flying up from his safety position, Randy, and made a nice tackle that time.
So Pabin, no gain, is going to set up now third and about six here with 4:24 to go in a 2-0 Overton lead in quarter number one. Glad you could join us here on Classic Hits, 98.9 FM. Feels so good to have football back. Starr is going to drop back. They're looking for that screen. He's got plenty of time. Rolling back into the end zone. There is a flag thrown. It might even be a safety. And Pabin at about the 10-yard line is wrapped down. It's going to be a loss of two. And there's three flags thrown. And if they say that the hold that I think I saw was in the end zone, we've got another safety. Yeah. How often do you see a 4-0 score?
And that's what I think you're right, Randy. He was back there, you know.
There's a hold. Now, two of the flags are in the field of play. One is in the end zone. So somebody missed the mark somewhere.
Yeah.
The difference between the three flags is about 5 yards.
And it, yeah, like you said, Randy, you know, they're talking it over with Captain Aiton there for Overton, and we're going to see what they finally come up with.
I think I take it because you're going to pin them down deep, third and a whole bunch, and they might be declining it because that would set up fourth down, which is logical. I'm just greedy, that's all. I want to see a 4-0 score. They do decline the penalty. And with 4:04 to go here, clock has stopped, and now in the end zone to punt the football is going to be Peterson. Last time he put his foot into it, it was knocked right back into him. Well, actually went high in the air by Brad Davey for the safety and that 2-0 lead. So they decline the penalty.
Yep.
After Starr runs or loses about 2 yards.
Peterson's a big boy, 215-pound guy here.
Start the clock. He puts his foot into it. Nice, quick little kick, and it's going to be picked up by Cahoy at about the 35-yard line. He makes a couple of guys miss, but there's a lot of white jerseys there, and he's eventually taken under by Clay Cypher. And so that's where it's going to be marked down, right at midfield, right at the 40-yard line.
Yep. McPherson County, like you said, Randy, did a good job getting down there on the punt. There wasn't much room for him to move, and they did a good job of getting down there and basically tackling Coy on about a 4-yard return.
So right at midfield, 2-0 Overton. This is going to be their third possession of the season, and all of them have ended in Cyclone territory. Well, I guess the second one did. My apologies. I formation, two tight ends here, Aiton under center. Long count. And they're going to hand the ball off to Cahoy. Cahoy goes off tackle, and he's going to be stood up after a gain, maybe about 4 yards on the play. 4 yards in a cloud of dust will do it, though, as a nice little, just a little seam in there. Mm-hmm. Overton not really driving him off the ball real far, but enough for a nice 4-yard gain. That keeps you on schedule.
Yep, and, you know, he just followed his fullback and his guard and tackle up front, and basically, you know, like you said, there was just a little bit of a seam, picking up about 4 yards on the play.
Now, in eight-man football, you'll find a lot of 145-pound guys wearing number 68. What you don't see is a lot of guys wearing number 68 in your backfield. And he is a starting running back, is Davey. Two tight ends, I formation. They fake the long pitch, and then they give it off on a counter here to Cahoy. There's a flag down. Cahoy makes a one-man miss and met right at the first down marker, where he's eventually driven out of bounds. But again, right at the point of attack, there's a little yellow hanky, and more than likely this is coming back, and the indication is it is a hold.
Yep, right off the bat, Randy. Once he saw the toss pitch right there at the line of scrimmage, the guy threw it right away, so he kind of, you know, went going, hey, this is probably going to be a hold, and that's exactly what it is. Good run by Coy, but
And I like the call, too. I mean, they got a little bit of movement going to the right where you fake that pitch, and everybody kind of bit in going to the right, and then he made that little counter move and went back to the other side. But, again, it's negated because of a hold, and you can draw X's and O's all night. But when you get beat on that line, offensive linemen, they can't just really help themselves sometimes. Yep. And so a little bit of a hold there is going to set up now second and about 16 here. Again, two tight ends, I formation, 8 and under center. Dropping back, pressure coming, tries to get it to Cahoy, and it is incomplete. And he had no time whatsoever to throw the football.
No, he didn't. They had about two or three guys. Number 42, Trevor Hannah, got right in there right off the bat. And by the time he got the ball back there, Hannah was right there, too, and there just wasn't nothing to develop.
And that was just a quick little screen. They were pulling, just throwing it to their eye back, essentially, with the fullback and one of the linemen in front of him.
There, yep.
It's just a quick little two-man screen, and they didn't even have time to make that happen. So it's going to set up third and about 16, 2:51 to go here. Quarter number one, 2-0, Overton with the lead and the football. A little bit of more time to throw here for Ayton. He throws it down the middle, and it is going to be deflected and incomplete. And he had a man there. He had Cahoy, and pretty good defensive coverage there. Tipping it away was Pavin.
Yeah, Pavin did a pretty, they're kind of running nick and nick there. Coy may have had a little bit of a step, like you said, Randy, but, he had to put it in at just a perfect spot, and I think he just got the, Pavin just did enough just to deflect it just a little bit and get a little bit of a hand on it.
Well, after the punt, we'll check some scores for you here. Again, Ayton will be back deep, so one quarterback will be punting to the other. Ayton is standing about the 22-yard line, gets the snap, not a lot of pressure, puts his foot into it. It's a high kick, and they're going to let it hit the turf again, and it hits right on the sideline, and it cost him a couple yards of roll there, but no return at all at about the 13-yard line. Some scores for you. Kearney and Lincoln Pius the 10th are no score at the end of the first quarter. Aurora 6, McCook 3 in the first quarter. Gehring leading Holdridge now 19-14 at halftime. Hastings leading Seward 7-0 in the first quarter. And as we mentioned, Overton 2, SMC nothing here in the first quarter. Reminder for you, we deliver the scores just as Valentino's delivers to your door, delivering pizza and pasta in the Kearney area. Valentino's home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Bad snap and just falling on the football is going to be Star, and that'll be a loss of about a half yard on the play.
Yeah, and this is kind of some of the things as the first game goes along and stuff, Randy, you kind of see a little bit of mis exchanges every once in a while here and so on, but instead of getting a good playoff, now you're setting second and 10.
Reminder for you, you want to get some of those scores sent right to your mobile device, just text Platte River Preps to 90210. Quick little hitter to the outside, and on the run is Trevor Hannah. Hannah gets a little bit of a seam there, and he's going to end up gaining right about a little bit short of 5 yards on the play.
Nice run by Hannah on that, just coming to the left side here. Like you said, he had a little bit of a seam, but not much there before it closed down by Overton, but he picked up about 5 yards on the play.
So a minute 50 to go here, quarter number one, 2-0, Overton with the lead. And they're going to go with the I formation here. And the handoff, trying to bounce to the outside, is Hannah. Hannah is not going to get there. Closing the door quickly is Schaefer, and also pressure in there by Hodson. And I think Zaleski, a big lineman, kind of got a paw in there, and he's the one that really started the pile. So let's give Zaleski credit for the tackle there after gain maybe of about one on the play.
Yeah, just coming off the right side, like you said. I think Zaleski's one of them that kind of piled everything up at the point. And then the linebackers could flow through there and make the tackle.
Well, I think Zaleski started making the pile that Hannah tried to cut to the inside of, and the linebackers wrapped that up, but Zaleski got the first contact. So we'll give him the credit. And a high snap. It's going to go into the end zone, and it is out of bounds. It is 4-0. Couple of miscues in the punting game, and a snap from the 20-yard line goes over the punter's head and into the end zone. And smartly, nothing good was going to come of Levi Peterson. And by the way, I don't know if Peterson could have even picked up the ball without his momentum taking him out of the back end of the end zone. So not only did the ball go into the end zone, it nearly went out of the end zone. Two safeties for Overton. They lead it 4-0. 1:02 to go here in the first quarter. We're going to take a quick break. We're back right after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the EMT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center with two locations in Kearney excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
Well, we have our ideal score, 4-0.
2-2 run homers.
That's right. Special teams have not been kind to Stapleton McPherson County. And other than the, first of all, the first safety, the punt block by Davey was a great play by Davey.
It was.
And give him credit for that. The second one is a miscue by SMC as they snap the ball over the punter's head and into the end zone for the safety. So now to kick the football is going to be Peterson. And Peterson gives it a nice little boot down to the 20-yard line and trying to get the corner again is Schaefer. Schaefer gets the sideline, and he's knocked out of bounds. And I apologize. It was Kaiser who made the return, got it across midfield, and was just knocked out of bounds there. And he was knocked out of bounds by about a yard.
Yeah.
But if he was able to keep that 1 foot in there, he'd probably gone down the sideline and maybe taken it all the way to the house. That was a nice little seam there, quick enough to turn the corner.
Yep, and Hannah just got just enough of a hand on him to get him off balance, to get him out of bounds there. But like you said, Randy, if one more yard out, he would have been down the sideline for a touchdown.
So Overton has it already in Cyclone territory here, first and 10 from the 38-yard line. I formation, two tight ends. Ayton is going to hand the ball off to his tailback, Kaiser. Kaiser just right off of the guard there, right up the middle, nothing fancy, and a gain of maybe about 6 yards on the play.
Yep, just a quick dive to the left side, Randy. He followed his blockers. The up front people did a good job for Overton, and he found the seam and picked up about 6 yards on the play.
And again, you gain six. Why would you change it? You might run the same play to the other side, but come right at him. Now, again, SMC's done a pretty good job of not being driven off the ball, but in that case, the Overton line, they were able to do it. They're going to split the eye just a little bit. Quick little pitch to the outside. That's Cahoy. Cahoy cuts back to the inside at about the 30-yard line. He's going to get about half the distance he needs for the first down, and it's going to set up now third and about a yard and a half.
Yep, just a quick pitch to the right side. Star for SMC did a good job of getting out there and kind of making him turn back in a little bit, and had a little bit of pursuit by SMC to make some good open field tackles there.
A little bit more than a yard here. Third down, and the ball inside the 30-yard line by a fraction, and that is where we'll start the second quarter. I love the fact that around the state, they're going to take a look at the score. At the end of one quarter, Overton 4 and SMC nothing. We'll head to the second quarter, third and short, and we come back right after this.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from Auto Owners Insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Well, third and one, exactly what Overton over the last 10 years of prominent football success have always designed their offense around and come right at you here. We'll see what they do as they have it now. Third and one, just inside the 30-yard line, first play of the second quarter, and 4-0.
Yeah, the score that nobody has probably seen for a long time.
I know. Let's stall. I would love this to be the final.
4-0. Right.
Quick little counter, and up the middle is Ayton. Ayton's, he was one guy away. Quick little counter. In fact, I think that there was a miscommunication. I think he was going to pitch it, and somebody ran the wrong direction, and he kept it himself, but a good enough line surge that he was able to tuck it into the left side, and he gains about four on the play, so first and ten here for Overton.
Yeah, I think you're right, Randy. It looked like everything was supposed to come this way, and Aiden did a good job of just going, okay, I screwed up and bang, or went to
somebody
the right
did,
side.
Yeah.
And he picked up the yardage that he needed.
About the 29-yard line, a little short of it. First and ten, two tight ends, I formation here. Aiton's going to drop back to pass. They're trying to set up the screen, and they have it set up nicely on that right sideline. But somebody missed the block, and then we've got a tackle right at the 20-yard line and a flag thrown right on the tackle. Kaiser made the catch, and then the tackle, a solid one by Levi Peterson. They threw the flag right where the tackle was made as the tackle was made, and yeah. I don't know what that would be.
I don't know.
It might have been a hole before. When he got away from the guy blocking him, there was a hold there.
Yeah. Levi Peterson, like you said, Randy, that looked like it was going to go for a long ways.
Yeah.
They had three Overton guys out there. Levi Peterson did a great job. But I said once before, Levi Peterson goes 215, and he kind of shed the block. And then the guy must have tried to hold him to, you know, get that little extra leverage there. But Peterson did a great job of smacking him right there.
A good stat, if somebody would keep it, is how many times somebody got held through the course of a year. Because that was because Levi Peterson won that battle.
Yep, you're right.
And it's going to be first and about 16 here from the 30-yard line. And Cahoy in motion. They're going to pitch it to him. Student body to the left. He'll try to cut to the outside, and he's going to be knocked out of bounds after a gain maybe of about three on the play.
Yep, Star did a good job, and other ones out there stringing the play out, and then Star was able to push him out of bounds, but great pursuit by SMC that time.
And it, stringing it out is exactly right. He was hoping to find a cutback lane in there, and SMC was disciplined enough, didn't give up that lane. So it's going to be second, and we'll call it 15, maybe a little short at 15. 11:23 to go here. Clock has stopped as Cahoy went out of bounds on the play. So 11:23 to go, quarter number two, 4-0 Overton. They had a couple of safeties, one a blocked punt. The other one was a snap over the punter's head into the end zone. Most of the game has been played on SMC's side of the field. Two tight ends, I formation, Aiton, pressure coming, scrambling, throwing, and it is ruled incomplete. He did have his arm moving forward as he threw it down, and I think that's the right call, but I'll tell you what, he was swarmed under. And a lot of contact up high on the head there. Mm-hmm. And, again, I wouldn't have been real surprised, especially in this day and age, if they wouldn't have called some sort of infraction there. But good defensive pressure, pass is incomplete, and it's going to be now third and a whole bunch here for Overton.
Yeah, there was two or three guys in there. Trevor Hanna was one of them that was in there for SMC as he was trying to roll out to the right side, and there was nobody open. It looked like he was trying to get rid of it and stuff as he was, getting kind of tackled up high, but he's trying to get rid of it, so it's an incomplete pass.
And it's going to be third and 15. It's going to be a passing situation, and the Eagles have yet to complete a pass. They are 0 for 5, and they are in the shotgun. Two wideouts to the left, two to the right. Aiton scrambling around a little bit, trying to throw it in underneath. It is caught and knocked out of bounds, short of the first down marker over there. But a great little run after the football with Logan Kaiser. Kaiser made it interesting and got to a point where Overton, I'm sure, is going to go for it here.
Yep, he caught the ball, made a good job of getting a few yards after the catch. One of the tacklers missed a little bit of a tackle. Then we saw the other guy come in and make the tackle or pushed him out of bounds. But it's now they're setting fourth and about 2 yards, Randy, where if they would have tackled him right then where he caught it, it would have been about fourth and about 7 or 8.
Yeah, and then about the 21-22-yard line, you're kicking around the idea of, especially with the wind in your face, of having making the long field and kicking it.
Yep.
Now you definitely go for it as the ball is just outside the 15-yard line. Quickly, they get up to the line. Quickly, they snap the ball. And quickly, they go up the middle. And bouncing up the inside is Davey. Davey has more than enough for the first down. He's brought down at about the 12-yard line. So a nice gain on the play of about 14 yards when they needed to.
Yep, kind of caught SMC off guard a little bit, Randy. They just kind of just walked up to the line, then all of a sudden quickly snapped it, bang, they went with the fullback right up the middle.
Well, when they broke the huddle, they walked about two steps and sprinted the rest. They got set, snapped, and went before SMC was really ready for it. So first and goal, we'll call it the 3-yard line, and Aiton's going to hand the ball off to Cahoy. Cahoy met at the goal line, is going to be just short. He got his helmet into the end zone, but he didn't carry the football with his helmet. And they're going to say his knee was down at about the 1-yard line. So Cahoy gains about two, and I'm pretty sure you're going to see something between one tight end or the other. You're going to be running this right off guard, one direction or the other here, on second and goal from the one-yard line.
Yeah, we've mentioned it before, Randy. This is kind of what Overton's done in the past, you know, that third and one, second and one, that they like to just, you know, take it right up the middle on you, and we'll see what they have brewed up right here.
Well, Cahoy comes out of the game. Checking back in is going to be Davey. And Davey's going to play the fullback. In the eye here is going to be Kaiser. And they're going to pitch the ball to Kaiser. Kaiser has a little seam, cuts it in underneath, and is in for the touchdown. If he wanted to gain big yards, he would have taken it to the outside. He took the sure thing and cut it back inside and got the one-yard touchdown run. And now Overton with a more traditional score of 10 to nothing here with 10:09 to go in the second quarter.
Just a quick toss to the right side, like you said, Randy. If he wanted to pick up something more to the outside, he probably could have, but he needed 1 yard, and he saw that seam right there and ducked up under there and picked up a good, tough yard right off the bat there.
So Kaiser, 1 yard touchdown run, and that makes it 10 to nothing. They're going to go for two here, and they go with the I formation, two tight ends. Cahoy, they fake the handoff to him, drop him back as Ayton. Ayton throws it. It is intercepted, and that is the end of the play there, as the try for two is no good. So the try for two, no good. Your score, 10 to nothing. Overton, their first touchdown of the season, and they lead it by double digits with 10:09 to go here in the second quarter. 10-0 Eagles. They'll be kicking off when we come back right after this.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
Dr. Daniel McClenahan, DDS, is your family dentist in Overton. Make an appointment for the whole family to get a checkup and cleaning. Taking good care of your smile is more than the look. It promotes overall health and good oral hygiene. Today means healthier, happier smiles tomorrow. Dr. McClenahan is very proud to support all of our area youth in and out of the games. Dr. McClenahan is keeping your smile healthy in Overton. Best of luck, Overton Eagles.
Well, Overton getting a nice little return after the kick, getting a relatively short field, and they look like the Overton of old on that drive. It's really not a whole lot of fancy stuff there. They went right at them.
Yeah, they did, Randy. And, you know, we mentioned it one other time already. You know, they love that third and one and stuff, but they had to get to that third and one a lot of times. But just going straight up the middle, little maybe a toss once in a while, but most of the time it was in, you know, we're going following their tackles and going right up the middle on things. Number 63, you know, for Overton, 250-pound sophomore. Unbelievable how well he's doing up front and getting pushed, you know, a little bit of leverage on some things. So Overton has something to follow right up the middle.
And again, a big 12-yard pass, the first completion of the season here for Ayton. And that kept the drive alive, that 12-yarder. Didn't give him the first down, but it set up with how they could go for it on fourth down. So here's the kickoff. It's a low line drive kick, and trying to pick it up here is Starr. He picks it up about the 8-yard line, and a little seam that closed on him and squirted through there momentarily, and Taylor Dedrick was able to seal the hole there. And
ball came loose, but I think it was after.
I think it was, too. When he went down, I think he still had the football. It did come out. I think his knees were down. Obviously, the Overton coaching staff was trying to talk the guys in stripes into something else, and they're going to say that he was not down yet, or the ball was moving before his knee hit. And if it's moving before it hit, you finish the play, and it is a turnover. And so it'll be first and 10 here for Overton.
And just one of those things, too, Randy. You know, everything so far for Overton's been on their side of the field or at midfield right in that area, a lot of it. Now they got the ball at the 23, 24-yard line again in great field position.
But not only has SMC not crossed the 40, they haven't crossed the 30.
No, they have not.
Well, the fumble, and I didn't see you recovered it because I gave up on the play because I thought he was down. So I apologize. We missed that one. Two tight ends, I formation, a little bit of a blitz coming. Ayton's rolling out to his right and running for his life. He throws as he is hit. It's a jump ball, and it is intercepted. Starr made the interception at about the 5-yard line, and that was probably a pass that was well advised not to have been thrown.
Yep. It is one of those, he's rolling to his right. He's getting pressured. Really didn't, you know, he had a guy that was out there, but he was well covered, and just took a chance on it, trying to get it completed to him, and kind of off balance because the guy kind of hit him too, Randy, as he tried to throw it out there. But like you said, probably an ill-advised pass.
But the reality is, with the swap of turnovers,
yep,
you know, they pinned him down to the 5-yard line.
Yep.
So it's all that better than fumbling it at midfield. Starr hands the ball up right up the middle. There is no room to run there at all for Peterson. In fact, it took me a while to figure out Peterson had the football because he was swarmed under so quickly.
Yeah, just a quick dive that time and tried to pick up what he could, but there was not much there. It was Overton just swarmed him on that play.
Well, I'm not going to write one half in my statistics, so we'll give him credit for 1 yard on the play, but it's probably closer to a half. They're going to split the backs here. Starr takes the snap, loses the football. He's going to roll out to his right, pressured in the end zone, and it's sacked. Safety of the game for Overton, and two of the three were earned. Great pressure put on the ball there as Cahoy and Kaiser teamed up on essentially the sack in the end zone, and another 2 points on the board here for the Overton Eagles. 12-0, 9:17 to go here in the second quarter. It's all Eagles here in Overton. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with a free kick right after this.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guaranteed price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
Ravenna Sanitation provides the perfect solution for any solid containment requirement. From the old shingles off your roof to a remodeled job, Ravenna Sanitation delivers a roll-off box to your house or side of the project. You fill it up and they pick it up. No more making several trips back and forth to the dump. Rely on Ravenna Sanitation to take care of it for you. Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Well, the quarterback sacked for SMC in the end zone, and so another safety, 12-0. Three safeties. Half the points by the defense, half the points for the offense here. And kicking off again is going to be Levi Peterson. And Peterson, hand in the air, a little bit of wind at his back, and he punches it up and backing up to make the catch is going to be Cahoy. Cahoy at the 20 now. Has a little seam and now has a sideline. One man to beat. And he is pushed out of bounds just inside the 30-yard line. And Matt Ayton with the return. I said Cahoy, and I apologize. It was Ayton, and he got a nice little seam. Only had one guy to beat. But that one guy did have the angle on him. And so Jesse Paxton able to knock him out of bounds at about the 28-yard line. But again, good field position here for Overton.
Yep. Again, you know, they're on the, like you said, the 28-yard line, and great return by Matt Ayton, but Matt was the quarterback, and he comes up a little bit limping here on that play as one person kind of grabbed him at the end and kind of looked like he might have rolled up on his ankle or something, but Matt's out of the game right now.
Joel Schaefer in at quarterback, and just a change of the cadence, got the right side of the offensive line to move. It wasn't just one of them, so that's going to set up now first and 15, and it is just a little bit of a difference of cadence, and it threw off the offense. Now, it doesn't look that serious for Matt Ayton. It looks like they're going to retape his ankle, and I do think that he'll be back in the game. This injury report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy, Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life with two locations in Kearney. First and 15 here. As we mentioned, Schaefer now in under center. I formation, two tight ends, long count. The handoff to Cahoy. Oh. Cahoy right up the middle. Breaks one tackle and almost goes to the house. Was tripped up. And had that not occurred, We'd be lining up for an extra point right now. A gain on the play of about, we'll see where they mark. It looks like a gain of about 14 on the play. And just a quick hitter right up the middle. And we got a timeout here by SMC. They want to circle the wagons just a little bit. It'll be fourth. They have fourth up there. I think it should be third down. We'll check that. In any event, it's going to be 1 yard to go for a first down here with 8:59 to go. Timeout SMC, and we'll take it with them. They're trailing at 12-0 to the Eagles. We're back right after this.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Listen to your mother. Most accidents happen close to home. Whether true or not, if your home is in central Nebraska, Eustace Body Shop can be quick to get you back into business in no time.
I received a quick estimate. They handled the insurance. They lent me a car, and they were done when they said they'd be.
Hello, I'm Doug Keller of Eustace Body Shop. Our experienced people and state-of-the-art equipment are an investment in getting your car back to factory specs faster. Visit us at facebook.com/EustaceBodyShop, where we take the dent out of accident.
Second and one now for the Eagles at their 19-yard line, SMC's 19-yard line. Quick little pitch out to Cahoy. Cahoy has enough for the first down, gets it down the sideline, has it at the five, and in for the touchdown. Just a quick little hitter to the outside, and that timeout did not help the Cyclones because I think, well, now the Eagles have taken the wind out of their sails a little bit with a 19-yard run for the touchdown for Cahoy.
Like you said, Ray, just a quick little pitch to the right side, and he had just enough people to out there in front to make a nice couple blocks, and then he took it up the right side and took it all the way in himself. But, it was a quick pitch. He did a great job of following the blockers that were out there and made a nice run on the play.
And that makes it now 18-0. Again, they'll go for two here. And that quarterback is going to be Schaefer. He's rolling out, scrambling around a little bit, is able to get the ball pitched out to Cahoy. Cahoy is going to be knocked down short of the goal line, so the try for two is no good. There is a flag on the play. I think that's going to go against Overton as well, so I'm sure they'll decline that. Actually, it's unsportsmanlike conduct. It's a roughing penalty against SMC.
That was kind of a nifty little run by McCoy because he really kind of bobbled it, took it to the right side, trying to get in there and so on. Got down to about the one, but couldn't quite punch it in. But he's going to might have another chance here, Randy.
Well, a personal foul, that's generally a 15-yard penalty. Obviously, it won't be here. They'll make it half the distance. So now they only got to cover a yard and a half here. It's unusual. They didn't indicate a face mask or anything, but it was a personal foul. And those normally are 15-yard penalties. So now in under center is going to be Joel Schaefer. And Schaefer, tight eye formation. He's going to keep it himself. Bowl in for the two-point conversion. 20-0. Now the Eagles getting a little bit of breathing room against Stapleton McPherson County as they now lead it by 20. 8:52 to go here. Quarter number two. The Eagles will kick it off when we come back right after this.
Nicola looking. They finally get it into Kissinger. Kissinger drives the ball toward the goal. Bounce pass down in the corner here to Williams. Back outside to Chanel Farmer. 4 seconds to Ernst. The other two, Nicola. Is that good?
Cremosa, another three. In and out, and in. Oh, my, for Mark Cremosa.
Like Platte River Preps on Facebook to read articles on over 100 local teams from 14 conferences. Get exclusive pictures from the games that were broadcast live on all of the Platte River radio stations.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they deliver. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
Well, Well, we got some score updates for you here as we await the kickoff here for Overton. Kearney leading Lincoln Pius X, 7-0 in the second quarter. Aurora, 6-3 over McCook there in the second. Gehring, 19-14 over Holdridge. That game is at halftime. And Grand Island Northwest, 21. The Sydney Red Raiders, nothing in the second quarter. And Hastings now leads Seward, 7-6. That game is in the second quarter. Here, 20-0. Comfortable lead here for Overton as they'll be kicking off. And to put his foot into it, I think that is that Chafer? I can't see the number. They got a little swing out there. The kicking off is actually Chris Seeberger. Seeberger is able to punch it down to the goal line. It went through the hands of Austin Starr. Starr went to pick it up, and the ball, the nose of the football hit the goal line. And as soon as that happens, it's a dead ball as they stop it there. So in a sense, I think that's probably a break for Starr and the Cyclones from Stapleton McPherson County, because that wasn't going to turn out well if he had to run that football out of there.
Like you said, he kind of bobbled it at first to Randy, and he probably is lucky it went into the end zone because there was a lot of blue coming down after.
He wouldn't have got to the 15. There was a blue wave coming at him, and that may have had to scrape him off of somebody's windshield. Tie-dye formation here. Star's going to drop back the pass, and they throw it out, and it is incomplete. Actually, a change at quarterback. That's Paxton, who was in at quarterback there. So Paxton just actually stepped in at quarterback. Star out of the game at the moment. He's on the far sideline.
Yep.
And he got a little hitch there, but it didn't look to me like something that would keep somebody out of the game.
Mm-hmm. And like you said, Randy, just a quick little dump pass over here, led the running back just a little bit too far, but there wasn't. McCoy was right there pretty fast, too, Randy.
Well, Paxton does not have his helmet on. They're not working on him, and I who knows? Maybe they just want a little change of pace here. In any event, it is Paxton in at quarterback here for SMC with 8:48 to go here. Quarter number two, 20-0. Snap. Hand up right up the middle, and doesn't matter who the quarterback is, doesn't matter who the running back is, when there is no hole, there is no hole. And jamming things up there was J.D. Callahan, and there was absolutely nowhere to go for Logan Pavin.
There wasn't, Randy. By the time he got the football on just a quick dive, there was two or three blue jerseys just sitting right there. There was no push by the line surge by SMC. And Overton right now, they got a little pep in their step right now, Randy.
Yeah, they're feeling their oats. I mean, now they feel like the Overton of old. And SMC, I'm afraid to say, is feeling like the SMC of old as well, I'm afraid. Two tight ends, I formation here. And a quick little pitch. A little bit of a seam out there, but Overton closes it up nicely. They're going to be well short of the first down by 2, maybe 3 yards. Great pursuit on the play there by Hodson, as Hodson had kind of the angle and was able to fight Hannah out of bounds. Hannah gains about 7 on the play, but that's going to set up a punt here.
Yeah, they got 4th and 3 on the now. They finally got something going on 3rd down here with a quick toss to the right side, and Hannah did a good job of getting out here, but Overton shut it down pretty good, too.
They're going to go for it. They're going to go for it.
They are, Randy.
And I think Overton, SMC called the timeout. Overton wasn't ready because they had two guys back deep to receive the punt. And SMC is the one that called the timeout. They might be thinking better of this. With 8:01 to go here in the second quarter, 20-0, we'll see if SMC decides to roll the dice. We'll take a quick break. We're back right after this.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
Well, 3 safeties, a couple of touchdowns, and Overton leads it 20-0 over Stapleton McPherson County. 8:01 to go here, second quarter. SMC at their own 22-yard line, so they've had bad luck punting the football. I mean, maybe that's one of the factors that they're looking here, because they've given up 2 safeties with their punting game.
Yeah, and like you said, Randy, Overton had 2 guys back.
For the punt? Yeah, they're going to go for it again.
Now
looks like they're going to punt it. Levi Peterson is going to be in punt formation here, and Overton's only going to put 1 back, and that's going to be 8. So instead of 2 back there, there's only 1. Peterson gets the snap, and they're going to roll to the right. They're going to go for it, And I don't know if he can get the corner. He is knocked out of bounds, well short of the first down. They were ready, were the Overton Eagles, and making the tackle is Brad Davey. Davey knocked it down after a gain of only one, and he needed about 3.5.
Yep.
So that'll be a turnover on downs. And give credit to Overton. They were ready for it.
Yep.
Again, I just don't know who you're fooling there.
Yeah.
Exactly. After you showed that you wanted to go for it the play before.
Yep. And then call timeout, and then, you know, Overton's going, hey, I'm just going to put one guy deep in case they, you know, try to fake it. And they did try to fake it, and Overton snuffed that one out real well that time, made a nice tackle on the left side there.
So, again, the short field here for Overton. When was the last time the ball was on the other side of the 40-yard line?
I know.
Ball about the 24-yard line here, 7:54 to go, quarter number two, and still in at quarterback is Schaefer. Schaefer's going to hand the ball off right up the middle, and Hayden Cahoy plugging forward, all 185 pounds of him, muscling his way forward, and he's going to gain right at 5 yards on the play. Just a quick little hitter right up the middle.
Yep, and this is what we've seen from Overton in the past a lot of times. Randy is just going right up the middle. The line up front's getting a pretty good line search now. They weren't right at the beginning of the game, but right now Overton's kind of taking over with this, going right up the middle. Like you said, the field position, though, wow, for Overton. Like you said, they haven't been on the other side of midfield yet this game, and they're doing another good job here.
So second and a long five here from the 20. Quick little cross-buck action. Oh. Cahoy dancing around right up the middle. Has enough for the first down, and he's still pushing the pile forward at about the 10-yard line. They finally blow the whistle. They're going to say progress was stopped at the 10, and he actually pushed the pile forward 2 yards after the whistle was blown, and that'll be more than enough for the first down. Good little run there by Cahoy.
Yeah, just a little bit of a, you know, quick hitter right up the middle. He took a jab step to the right, cut it back a little bit to the left, but went right over the left guard, Randy. And basically, you know, like I said, the play before, Overton's line is doing a great job of getting a hat on a hat and pushing them back.
Well, early in the game, they weren't driving them off the ball, but they certainly are now. A little bit of movement up front, and I hate to rat out offensive linemen. The only time you ever call their name is when they make mistakes, so we're not going to mention who it was. But movement up front here for the Overton offensive line. That's going to be a 5-yard penalty on the Eagles. That'll set up now second and 15. And it's at that point your quarterback says to you, all right, big boy, you cost us five. Go get us five. Go drive your guy off the ball. And so that's what they'll try to do here. First and 15. And, again, they come with the same two tight ends, I formation. Quick little pitch, Cahoy. He's trying to get to the outside. Does, but it's going to be a gain of only about one on the play. Give credit on that far side over there to Logan Pavin. He's the guy that really strung it out.
Yeah, he did. You know, because here comes a lot of the, you know, pulling people over on there for Overton, and Pavin did a good job of keeping him to the inside and inside, you know, and then made a nice job of getting a hand on his foot and kind of tripping McCoy up.
And the clock's still moving here. He went out of bounds, but they're going to say his knee was down in bounds first. So that clock will tick down. 6:14 to go, quarter number two. Overton with a 20-0 lead over Stapleton McPherson County. They're going to split two out to the left, which is the white side of the field, tight end to the right, and a little handoff right up the middle, and not a lot of room to run there at all. For, I think that was Kaiser, yep. He hands the ball off here to the official, and it'll be a gain of maybe a yard and a half.
Yeah, there wasn't much there. He kind of just took it, kind of came to the side, just kind of put it in the fullback's gut. And SMC did a good job, Randy, staying home and doing their assignments and made a nice tackle.
And again, Aiton had his ankle retaped. He has his helmet on. He's still on the bench. And he has his helmet on, but he just took his sock off. So I think they're going to retape that ankle as he tested a little bit ago. So they're working on his foot there. And dropping back the pass now is going to be Schaefer. Schaefer, nice little pass over to Cahoy. Cahoy breaks one tackle after making the catch. He's down at about the 5-yard line. That's going to be short of the first down marker, but it's going to set up fourth and doable here.
Yeah. You know, just like their first touchdown, Randy, when we said, you know, they would have made the tackle at the right at the line of scrimmage or right when he caught the ball. Cahoy did a good job, and Schaefer did a good job. That was a pretty good thrown pass right there. You know, just a quick out. Got it to Cahoy. Cahoy made it a couple guys. and got, you know, got down to about the 5-yard line here, so we're going to see what they can do here.
We're going to call it 4th and 4 here. He didn't quite get the distance I thought he did. Quick little crossbuck up the middle and lunging forward. Oh, it's going to be close. He is short of the goal line, that's for sure. They have him down at about the 1-yard line. We might have to measure at the 1-yard line to see whether or not it's 1st and 10. Just a quick little hitter right up the middle for Kaiser, and they got to bring in the chains for this. You're not going to just eyeball this one. This is too big of a play for both these two teams. So they're going to bring in the chains here, and it's going to be the distance of a football one way or the other. And from our angle, I'm not going to venture.
Yeah, I am.
It's something to gamble on. I think he's short.
Might as well.
I think he's short.
Yeah.
Tell you what, though, that was good hard run there.
It was.
To stretch out the chains. And, yeah, you... He's more than a football length short. He's almost a full yard short there. But again, that's not one of those things you eyeball, and that's just too big of a deal. So it is short by a little bit less than a yard. And so turnover on downs at about the 1-yard line. And for SMC, you know, when SMC has the ball, this has been a pretty good scoring opportunity for Overton through the course of the game. They've got two safeties on special teams and one with their defense.
Mm-hmm. And like you said, right down there at the 1-yard, 1.5-yard line right now. And they've had that a couple times inside their 10-yard line starting at those positions already. And, you know, we'll see what SMC, a good job of holding them that time, though.
Star back in at quarterback. And he's just going to hand the ball off to his eye back right up the middle. And he's going to make it back the line of scrimmage and just maybe get a little bit more breathing room there, as Hannah really had no room to run at all.
No. And that's what they were going to, you know, you're probably going to do is try to get a little bit of space to maybe do something here on second down or so. But, you know, a little bit of confidence because they did hold them a little, you know, on that last series. So, you know, if they can come out of this being 20-0, Randy, that'd be a pretty good job for SMC.
And I think part of what SMC kind of wants to do is obviously, like, get a first down or two, work the clock, you know.
Yeah.
Star is going to drop back the pass. He's going to throw. It is off the fingertips and incomplete. Jesse Paxton had the ball in his mitts and would have had enough for the first down. Probably if he makes that catch and turns to the outside, he would end up stepping out of bounds after making the catch. So it wouldn't have been a big run. But he was open there, and that was a catchable ball.
Yeah, it was. And he's just on the tight end on the other side and kind of came across as they kind of faked everything. And then Star rolled off to the side. Very catchable ball. Just, you know, took his eye off it, but didn't catch the ball. But nice thrown pass by Star that time.
And now you're in a dangerous position here.
Yeah.
You have the ball at about the 3-yard line. You've got to gain 9.
Yeah.
It's a passing situation. So, I mean, there's danger here for SMC. And they're probably going to back up a little bit because there's flags. All thrown in synchronization, so either somebody lined off sides or it's delay of game. In any event, it's illegal procedure is the call, and Stapleton's going to back up. Yeah, it only cost you a yard, but that space is precious over there.
Yep, and if they don't convert something here or get a little bit of, you know, something, that's kind of what happened a couple of times is, you know, a snap here. You don't have as much in the end zone because you're at your 1-yard line, and it's 4th down if they, you know, don't do something right here.
And Starr is going to drop back to pass. Pressure being put on. He outruns it. And he's going to cut back in and going to be tied up after a gain maybe of about 2. He ran several yards in the end zone to get it out of the end zone and short of the 5-yard line. He gains maybe about 2 yards on what was basically a quarterback bootleg over there. Now, we'll give him credit for 3, I guess. But in any event, it's going to be a punting situation here with 3:30 to go. And a little bit of wind at the back. But again, you're probably not going to go for it here on 4th and a good solid 5.5-yard line. Yeah, but the punting game has not been kind, as Levi Peterson is about halfway into the end zone. He's about 5 yards deep in the end zone, asking for the football here, and he'll get a good snap.
Oh, yeah.
Not a lot of pressure, and he'll line drive the kick, and it's going to be between a couple of Overton players. Kaiser is going to let it just roll dead at about the 15-yard line. He couldn't quite get to it, and so flipping the field with that punt is Stapleton McPherson County. Yes, it'll be 1st and 10 from about the 15-yard line. Got some more scores for you here. Overton, as we mentioned, 22-0 over SMC as we got exactly 3 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Bruning Davenport Shickley leads Cross County 20-0 at halftime. Lawrence Nelson leads Dakin Meridian 14-8 at halftime. Kennesaw 14, Pleasanton 0. And Wheeler And Red Cloud is trailing WH. I can't remember who that is. 18-12.
Wilcox Hildreth.
Oh, that makes sense. Doesn't mean I'd come up with it off the top of my head since we're dealing with four county conference schools here. First and 10 from the 15. Still in at quarterback is Schaefer. Schaefer's going to throw a little screen out to Cahoy. Cahoy picks up a big block, and he gets it across the 25-yard line, out to about the 27-yard line. And that big block by J.D. Callahan de-cleated one of the defensive players as they set up that screen, and it's a gain of about 12 on the play.
Yeah, beautiful block by J.D. Callahan that time. 220-pound offensive lineman getting out there in front. And just put a hat on the person and basically de-cleated him, like you said, Randy, and McCoy was able to get, pick up about, 12 yards on the play. Good job by Overton again.
And again, it stops the clock. Not that time's a major factor here, because Overton still has three timeouts left. A bad handoff, picking up a loose ball, was Joel Schaefer. Schaefer then pitched it out, but when Schaefer came up with the ball, he was on his knees. So it's on the ground, and Schaefer is going to be credited, if you want to call it that, for a four-yard loss.
Yep, and, at least he got on back on the football.
It was heads up, no doubt about it.
And, tried to make a play, but he's on his knees, so it's down right there. Because he did pitch it to Cahoy, but he's on his knees, so it's down right there.
So I think that was an option play, and it just didn't work out here. Schaefer still under center. Fullback right in his back pocket. Now they're going to hand the ball off to Cahoy. Cahoy jumps over one guy, pushing the...
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines...
Spins off of the first guy there and lunges forward for a gain of about two.
Yeah, but right off when he got it, he took it to the left side, Randy. There was nothing there. Tried to cut it back up to the middle, and
is Overton. We got a timeout with a minute 18 to go. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more of the second quarter. 20-0 Overton. We come back right after this.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Well, interesting. I mean, you're always playing kind of that cat and mouse game.
Yep.
If you're Overton, go for it here.
Go for it. Maybe.
I don't think I would. You don't want to risk doing something goofy like that and giving them the short field. If you can get the punt off, if you feel confident getting the punt off, I think you do it.
Yep. And, SMC's just trying to, conserve a little bit of the clock, maybe try to set up a punt return or maybe a block punt.
By three scores, because they're down by three touchdowns, down 20-0, possessions are valuable. They line up like they're going to go for it. Put a man in motion, that quarterback keeper right up the middle, and boy, everybody got the first down there. The line surge for Overton was outstanding, and the quarterback sneak gained 4 yards for Joel Schaefer.
Yep. They put one guy in motion. A person came out here with him. They had a guy back deep because they thought that Overton was going to punt. And they just took it right up the middle. A great line surge by Overton.
They had ball spotted just short of the 40-yard line. So just short of midfield. Clock is running now. It stops on the first down, but they move the chains quickly. And minute to go here as Schaefer will take the snap. And he'll run a little crossbuck up the middle, and dancing around is going to be Kaiser. Kaiser, they almost fooled him as he was kind of dancing through there, and he's going to gain maybe about 5 yards on the play. It's going to set up now 2nd and 5. That clock is still moving. And why are you going to go for it if you're not going to use your timeout?
Yeah, and one thing, the line of scrimmage right now for Overton is, you know, they're doing a great job offensively right now, Randy. They're getting line surges like crazy right now.
So second and five, 27 seconds to go here now. And tie-dye formation, they're just going to pitch the ball back out to Cahoy. Cahoy trying to get the corner, and he has enough for the first down. Going to be knocked out of bounds at about the 25-yard line, probably a little bit short of that. And there's 17 seconds left on the clock. So that'll be a nice gain of about eight.
Yeah.
And they've got three timeouts in their pocket with 17 seconds to go.
And just quick toss to the right side, Randy. Cahoy did a great job following his blockers and picking up the first down. Like you said, they got 17 seconds to go, and they got three timeouts left.
And he was out of bounds, so even though they moved the chains and they're not starting the clock because he got out of bounds, and it'll be interesting to see what they do here. Again, at quarterback is Joel Schaefer. Schaefer in for Matt Ayton. They were working on his ankle. At least that's what it appeared to us as. And the ball spotted at the 25-yard line. First and 10, tight formation, and now we have flags on the play, and that's got to be some sort of illegal procedure or maybe even delay.
Delay a game or something.
Yeah, and that play did take a fair amount of time. Yep. Yeah, it is delay.
So now does this, do you go with something different here? Or because they had it tied in, you know, they were bunched in there in the middle, Overton was, like they were maybe just going to run it out or something.
Yeah, you can do that and then have that one guy deep pattern, you know.
Yep.
And if he isn't wide, stinking open, then you just run and get what you can. I formation, two tight ends. They are going to drop back to pass. They're setting up the screen. It's complete to Cahoy. Cahoy makes one guy miss, picks up a block, picks up a seam, has it at the five, cuts back in, and is knocked down at about the three-yard line. A great call there, gain of 27, but there is a flag on the play at about the 12-yard line, and that's usually where you get some sort of blocking infraction.
Yep, he did a great job. You know, he got a little cut back, and then one of his guys picked up the guy coming back for him, too. And so
The official took his hat off, which means somebody went out of bounds and then came back into the play.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they're pointing at SMC. This might be on SMC.
Yeah, because he has his hat
off. Yeah, the hat's
the 18
off,
yard line
and
there.
The flag is on the sideline. So the hat is an indicator that somebody went out of bounds. So this will be illegal participation. Or, nope, it's going to be inadvertent flag. They discuss it. Somebody might have made contact with the running, with the receiver first. 7 seconds to go here, and we're going to have a timeout for Overton. They got the ball out to about the 2-yard line after a gain of about 27 on the screen. 7 seconds to go here, and great opportunity here for Overton. We're going to take a quick break, and they'll be going for it and have plenty of time to do it. We come back right after this.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Well, it's 20-0 Overton, and it hasn't been as easy maybe as that would indicate, but they are doing well here. Personally, I wish they would have called timeout one of those plays earlier and had a little bit more time. They have time for two plays here, and they have two timeouts left because this is the first timeout that they've taken.
Yep.
And so they have two timeouts left, but the time for only two plays. Had they called timeout earlier, they'd have a lot more time, and then you'd have a lot more options here. Now, you can run the football if you want to. You can throw the football. I think any way you slice it, you only have time for two plays here.
Yep.
You're not guaranteed that third.
Would have liked to have been a mouse to explain, you know, what when the official came over to explain
what that was. Well, two tight ends here, tight eye formation. Schaefer in at quarterback again. Marks out the count, hands the ball out to Cahoy. Cahoy lunges toward the goal line, and he's in for the touchdown. With 2 seconds to spare, in for the touchdown. And just a nice little run right up the middle for Cahoy, who has become a real workhorse here.
Cahoy did a good job, Randy, of just, you know, maintaining his feet and driving forward, because there was a little bit of seam there, you know, maybe a yard or two, and then all he did the rest at the end when he got hit, and keeping his feet driving and lunging forward for the last yard or so. But he did a great job of following his blockers right off the bat, and there's 2 seconds left, like you said. It would have been difficult maybe to get up and get a timeout called quickly.
And they're going to run the ball back to Cahoy. He gets the outside flag on the play. He's in for the two-point conversion. The hands are in the air, but the flags are on the ground. And that's, again, generally where you're going to get a hold. It's right at the point of attack. The official that called the touchdown also threw the flag. And they're backing him up. So this will be the that's exactly what it is. It would be a hold.
Probably something on the outside, because it was a quick thing out to this left side here, so it must have been one of the receivers on the outside here, you know, just not quite getting there in time. Maybe get stuck an arm out or something hold his guy up.
You can hold
as
long as you do it inside the frame of the body, and that's one of those things. Back in the early 20s when I played, I mean, you couldn't have your hand. If they saw your hands open, it was going to be called a hold. Well, now you can do that, but as long as you're within the frame of the body.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now they're going to split two wideouts to the right, one back behind the quarterback who's rolling out, Schaefer. Schaefer scrambling, throwing, has a man, and then has it nearly intercepted. Doesn't matter because the ball is knocked down. It is incomplete. So the try for two, no good with 2 seconds to go here before halftime. Makes it 26-0. Overton with the lead. We're going to take a quick 30-second timeout. We'll have the kickoff right after this timeout.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island, or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
All right, I'm not much of a gambling man, but I got $5 that says they don't kick the ball deep here with 2 seconds to go before halftime.
Yeah.
You going to take it?
Nope, I'm not going to take it, because that's what I think, too. Randy's are going to squib it down.
See, I don't get paid that much to do the games. A little extra scratch along the way.
If you had made it 50 cents, maybe.
You know, Jay Stair was kind enough to give us a couple of drinks from the concession stand here as the athletic director at Overton. And I think that's my little edit bonus. I think that's all I'm getting on this little trip here. So 2 seconds left, and I think this is either a bona fide squib or something. This isn't going to be a hard kick here by Chris Seeberger, the 150-pound sophomore who is the kickoff specialist here for Overton. And they just kind of bunch everybody up on the right side. There's four of them over there, three to the left of Seeberger. And they all kind of come in and play. And, yep, it's a little squibber. Hits one of the upbacks, caught immediately by the upback. And it's like, now what do I do with it? Well, what you do, son, is you fall down to the turf. And so I think that's Ty Waits who came up with the kickoff. And 15 years from now when he talks about his one kickoff return, it'll be a greater story than what we just saw out there, that's for sure. Well, they knock him down, run off the last 2 seconds of the half, and we head to the locker rooms with Overton leading Stapleton McPherson County by a count of 26-0. The Eagles leading the Cyclones. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll do that right after this timeout.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Mobile Bank All is here, exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bank All from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features, securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bank All allows you to view account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bank All is a free service for internet banking customers at the better bank, Five Points Bank.
And welcome back here to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. And Overton found some strange ways to make it happen, but they lead here at halftime 26-0 over Stapleton McPherson County. And let's check some other scores for you as well, and we'll explain why we call this kind of strange here. Kennesaw's leading Pleasanton 28-0. That game is on the breeze, 94.5. Wilcox Hildreth leads Red Cloud 24-18. That game's at halftime. Lawrence Nelson over Meridian 22-8. Bruning Davenport Shickley leads Cross County 35-0 in the third quarter, so the clock is running there. Overton, as we mentioned, leading SMC 26-0 here at intermission. Seward over Hastings 14-7. They're now in the third. Grand Island Northwest leading Sydney 21-0. Gehring pushes out their lead against Holdridge. They now lead the Dusters 26-14. Aurora over McCook 26-10. I think Aurora is the real deal. That's a matchup of 1 and 2, and I believe Aurora's ratings and McCook on the road having trouble with the Huskies. They trail at 26-10. Lincoln Northeast leading Grand Island 21-7, and it's Kearney leading Lincoln Pius the 10th 20-0 at halftime. We deliver the score just as Valentino's delivers to your door, delivering pizza and pasta to the Kearney area. Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet, carry out and delivery available. And Overton certainly has delivered here. So finding some strange ways to build their lead. At one point, they led this game 4-0.
Yeah. You know, a couple of safeties. Like you said, Randy, you know, at one time we were kind of going, maybe it'll end up this way, 4-0, so we can say, hey, we did that game when it was 4-0. So, but, yeah, just some different ways. But here in the second quarter, Overton's kind of taken over, Randy, with the way that they've done in the past. You know, some smash-mouth football, then some all of a sudden they're bunching up there some play-action stuff. And Overton looks really good here.
They do. And you mentioned it being 4-0. Years and years ago, I went up to Wayne for a Wayne State UNK football game. UNK blocked a punt, got the safety, and it was that way to the final minute of the game. And when they finally got a drive down, and I was going, just field goal. Just don't score a touchdown. You know, 5-0 game, 2-0 game as a final, because it was a great game, and it had been fun to see that. But yeah. Overton got their offense going, and I think you really kind of credit their line, because the big guys up front have really asserted themselves. And once they got their feet underneath them, once they kind of felt a little bit more comfortable out there, they really established that line of scrimmage, and Overton's offense has been very effective from that point on.
Yeah, they have, Randy. Like you said, you know, at the beginning of the game, it was kind of a stalemate up front. You know, nothing was going either way. You know, the defensive line was kind of holding their own for SMC, and Overton wasn't getting much of a push. In the second quarter, Overton started to get a little bit more of a push. And as they started to get a little bit more of a push, it opened up the playbook a little bit more also. And all of a sudden, the sweeps and the counters, and then all of a sudden, a couple of screen passes that have been very good for Overton, because all of a sudden, you know, SMC's going, hey, we got to stop the run. We got to stop the run. So they're sending the house, and then they hit a couple of screen passes and stuff. So it opened it up for Overton to do some things. But it all goes up front. Those guys up front have done a great job for Overton.
And they have. And another guy that's done a real nice job for them is their backup quarterback. Joel Schaefer has come in after Aiden went out with what appears to us to be a sore ankle, and we'll see if Aiden comes back in. But, again, the line was playing better, so I'm not saying that it's strictly the quarterback, but since coming into the game, Aiden completed 1 out of 7 passes for 12 yards. Well, the numbers for Schaefer are a whole lot better. He's completed 3 of 3 for 47 yards. and a couple of real big plays. Well, all of them been big because one allowed them to keep it going. The other one was got it down to the 2 yard line. So two of their touchdowns were set up by those passes. And again, much of that is because, as you said, the offensive line was able to set things up. But you still got to make a play. And coming in off the bench, Schaefer comes in and has played well in a backup role.
Yep, and he's done a great job of doing those things. Ayton being the only senior on the squad too, Randy. So Schaefer's done a good job. You know, Cahoy's done a really good job of kind of taking some things on his back too.
Yeah.
And Schaefer's got the ball to Cahoy a lot, and whether it's been a pitch or handoff or a screenplay and stuff. So it looks like, you know, now they're going, okay, Ayton's out. Maybe we get the ball to Cahoy as much as possible. But like you said, Schaefer's thrown some pretty good football too. And, he's done a great job of managing the football team. The line up front. I've just been impressed with the line up front for Overton in the second quarter.
And Overton has used that line dominance for a 26-0 lead here at halftime. We're going to take a quick break. When we continue with more of the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, we'll come back and we'll take a look at the numbers for both SMC and the Overton Eagles. We'll do that right after this timeout.
Listen to your mother. Most accidents happen close to home. Whether true or not, if your home is in central Nebraska, Eustace Body Shop can be quick to get you back into business in no time.
I received a quick estimate. They handled the insurance. They lent me a car, and they were done when they said they'd be.
Hello, I'm Doug Keller of Eustace Body Shop. Our experienced people and state-of-the-art equipment are an investment in getting your car back to factory specs faster. Visit us at facebook.com/EustaceBodyShop, where we take the dent out of accident.
Ravenna Sanitation provides the perfect solution for any solid containment requirement. From the old shingles off your roof to a remodel job, Ravenna Sanitation delivers a roll-off box to your house or side of the project. You fill it up and they pick it up. No more making several trips back and forth to the dump. Rely on Ravenna Sanitation to take care of it for you. Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And welcome back here to Overton as the Eagles lead this one 26-0 over the SMC, the Stapleton McPherson County Cyclones. And well, let's recap the scoring for you. Obviously, it is all Overton, and in some strange fashions as Brad Davey blocked the punt for the first points of the season as Overton got on the board 2-0 because of the safety. Next possession for SMC also ended with a safety as the snap went over the punter's head and it went out of bounds, so it ends up being a team safety for the Eagles, and they led 4-0 with a 1:02 to go in the first quarter. That was the score at the end of one quarter. And then Overton's offense got things going. Logan Kaiser with a 1 yard run to cap off the drive. Try for two was no good. It was 10-0 at that point. And after the turnover on the kickoff, then we swapped turnovers, and then the quarterback star was sacked in the end zone as Kaiser and Cahoy had a hand in that one. The safety made it 12-0, and then Overton, their ensuing drive, that's really when they kind of asserted themselves in this game. Cahoy went in for a 19-yard run. That made it 20-0 after the two-point conversion, and with 2 seconds left to go before halftime, Cahoy caps off the final drive for them in the first half with a 2 yard run. Try for two, no good. 26-0, and that is our score here at intermission. For Overton, leading the way is Hayden Cahoy. Cahoy has carried the ball 13 times for 76 yards. Matt Ayton, who missed much of the first half here because I believe they're working on his ankle, he's carried the ball 2 times for 3 yards. Logan Kaiser, 4 carries for 13 yards. Brad Davey, 3 carries for 18 yards, and Joel Schaefer doing a nice job at quarterback. He's carried the ball twice for only 1 yard. Overall for Overton, 24 carries for 111 yards. And in the air, leading the way is Schaefer. Schaefer is 3 of 3 in the air for 47 yards, 12 yards in the air for Matt Ayton, as Ayton was 1 out of 7. Throwing the football, and he does have one interception as well. I think he might have even got his ankle hurt on the interception throw that he had. For Stapleton, McPherson County, Austin's star has carried the ball 5 times for 1 yard. Levi Patterson, 1 carry for 1 yard. Trevor Hanner has carried the ball 6 times for 18 yards. And also carrying the ball is Logan Pabin. He's carried the ball 2 times for no yards. And also 1 carry in the ball game here for Levi Peterson. Peterson, 1 carry, 1 yard. So 14 carries for 21 yards for Stapleton McPherson County. They have not completed a pass in the game. So a total of 21 yards of offense in the first half here for Stapleton McPherson County. And again, much of the game it has been played near where Overton likes to go, and that is into the end zone. So much of the game is played in Stapleton's end of the field, and Overton dominating on the field and dominating on the scoreboard. They lead this one 26-0 here at halftime. We're going to take another quick break. We'll continue with more of our halftime report brought to you by Ravenna Sanitation. We'll do that right after this timeout.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With 2 locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the EMT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center with 2 locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from Auto Owners Insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. Other scores we have for you, Bruning, Davenport, Shickley, 35-0 over Cross County. Lawrence Nelson, 22-0 in their game as they are currently leading Meridian, 22-8. And Kennesaw, 28-0 over Pleasanton. And it's Wilcox Hildreth over Red Cloud, 24-18. Kearney in Class A leading Lincoln Pius the 10th, 20-0. That game being played over at Foster Field as the Bearcats comfortably ahead in their game. Lincoln Northeast leading Grand Island, 21-7. They're also at halftime. Aurora, 26. McCook, 10. They're now in the third. Gehring with a 26-14 lead over Holdridge. That one's in the fourth. Also in the fourth, Grand Island Northwest over Sydney, 34-6. Seward, 21-7 over Hastings and O'Neill and St. Pat's, or St. Paul, rather. O'Neill with a 17-0 lead over the Wildcats. So the Eagles here comfortably ahead in this one as they lead it 26-0 over Stapleton, McPherson County, and Overton will be kicking off here to start the second half, and we'll do that right after this one final timeout.
Now here's two truths. The tax man cometh and the refund follows. If you've been waiting for the tax season to upgrade your wheels, the wait's over. Even if you've got bad credit, a repossession, or collections, the friendly folks at Midway Auto Credit are here to help. So go where you don't have to take no for an answer. Midway Auto Credit, located in Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at midwayautocredit.com.
Mobile Bengal is here exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find 3 secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bengal from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bengal allows you to view your account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bengal is a free service for internet banking customers at the Better Bank. Five Points Bank.
And we're back here as they put a little extra time back on the clock and getting all organized. And been a beautiful night for football. Usually the first game of the year, you have to have a few water breaks and that sort of thing. But it feels like football weather. It looks like football weather. And it looks like Overton is going to continue with their football tradition here as they lead it 26-0 over Stapleton McPherson County.
Yep. You know, like you said, Randy, it's beautiful out to play some football. Just that little bit of chill in the air. It's nice. It's not one of those, you know, where it's 94 degrees out where we've been in the past. It's just a great night to play some football. Overton, in about the middle of the second quarter, maybe even before that, about 8 minutes left in the second quarter, kind of asserted themselves, especially up front. And I think it's kind of wearing SMC down a little bit. And, you know, they had a little bit of a hold when they got down, you know, Overton got down to the two-yard line once. They held them, but yet right off the bat they couldn't do anything with the football, gave it back to Overton. Overton punched it in.
And, again, Matt Aiton is not out there. In fact, he has his shoulder pads off, and it appears that they're going to be wrapping that leg. Now, our vantage point, the back of the bench kind of blocks us from seeing exactly what's going on there, but most assuredly he's not going to be back out there for the rest of the game.
No, but I don't think he is, Randy. I think he's going to be out there. You know, I don't think he's going to be back out there. I think the big thing, Randy, they're starting to get an ace bandage out there, and usually when you get the ace bandage out there, you're going to be setting out. But, you know, he tried it. He tried to get back out there on the field. They retaped him once, and he tried to get back out there. Just must not have been, you know, must have been something a little bit more serious, or, you know, just something that he had to, you know, set out.
And we were able to talk real quickly with some of the coaches that are up here, and they said he just kind of rolled his ankle and okay. Not real serious. You're up 26-0.
Yep.
You might as well protect your lone senior. Mm-hmm. So he won't be out there the rest of the night, but that's going to allow some other guys some playing time out here, and hopefully Overton's able to kind of hold on in this one. They kick it off to start the second half, and it goes well out of bounds. That'll be a flag on the play. And so that'll give fairly good starting position here for Stapleton McPherson County to start the second half.
You know, and I think, Randy, if I'm not sure, but I think that might be the best starting position they've had.
That's the best, not just starting position. That's going to put them up further than they've been the entire game. I think they're going to come all the way out to the 30-yard line, if I remember right.
They might be
re-kicking it, too.
I think that's what they're going to make them do is re-kick it.
They have some options here.
Yep.
Well, part of what they want to do, if you're the Cyclones, you kind of want Austin Starr to be out in space with the football.
Yeah.
You know, so I can see probably why they want it. They want to have him kick again. And granted, the wind's at the back, though, for Overton. Mm-hmm. So you're rolling the dice here just a little bit. And he's had plenty of practice kicking off tonight, has Chris Seeberger. And now, at the echoes of the Union Pacific train, Seeberger will be able to put his foot into it at about the 25-yard line to start the second half here. Again, the Eagles up 26-0, and Seeberger kicks it, and it is going to be Starr picking up the ball at about the 5-yard line. Comes right back up the middle, tries to bounce to the outside, breaks one tackle, just dances around, and putting a shoulder into him is going to be Taylor Dedrick, and we've called his name a couple of times on special teams as he comes in there and is able to fill in the gap, and the 185-pound sophomore makes the tackle at about the 28-yard line. So they've been better off had they taken the penalty. Well, they took the penalty if they would have taken the ball at the 30 instead of having the kickoff.
And I think you're right, Randy. They tried to want to get Starr out in the open, try to maybe break one or something, but, you know, it just didn't happen. But, you know, a good return for Starr.
All right, so two tight end formation, tight eye formation here for Starr, and he's going to take the snap. They split the eye. He rolls out to his right. He's going to tuck it up and try to get to the outside, breaks one tackle, and he's going to be forced out of bounds after a gain of about 8 yards. And, again, just get him out into space, and you have to respect him throwing the football, but he hasn't completed a pass yet, but he's able to kind of dance around, make one guy miss, and forced out of bounds after a gain of 7.
And I think that's what they want to do is try to get him out in the open, Randy, and see what he can do. Maybe make a guy or two miss and break one. But it hadn't happened yet, but he picked up about 7 yards on that play.
Well, it's a rarity. This is the first time they've been across the 30-yard line. After that 7-yard gain, they have it about the 36, and it's going to be 2nd and 3 here. Early in quarter number three, again, tie-dye formation, Starr under center, and he's going to fake the handoff, keep it himself, and they have a lead blocker out there, bounces out to the outside, gets it across midfield, pulled down at about the 37-yard line, and again, a nice little tackle there by Joel Schaefer.
Yep, just a quick little, and he faked it going to the right side, he booted it around the left side, good block by his receivers out here on this side, and one of the tackles out here on this side, and, you know, picked up, 7 yards again on the play, Randy, nice run by Starr.
Yeah, and they're going to put the ball down about the 36-yard line, and again, for them, they're kind of feeling their oats a little bit, and they can they're certainly not out of this. They're four scores away, and you get those four scores back one at a time. Tight formation again, eye formation, ball's on the ground. Star is going to just kind of scramble, nice little stiff arm, breaks one tackle, gets out to about the 30-yard line, but they're going to say he stepped out of bounds before that contact at the 30, and he's at about the 31-yard line.
Yeah, a little bit of bobble right there at the snap, and you know, kind of looked like it was supposed to go to the right there, Randy, but he did what he could and got out here, got nice little stiff arm, like you said, and picked up about 4 yards on the play, or five.
I don't think it was designed as a misdirection play, but it turned into it when he dropped the football and knew that that was going to be too clogged up on that side. So good read there, and a gain of almost 5 yards. And he'll hand the ball off to his fullback who dropped the football. There's a lot of blue jerseys there. This has got to be Overton football. There's a pile there. And there is at least one white jersey down there. And we'll see who comes up with it. And somehow, it must have taken a very fortunate bounce because I think coming up with the ball was Waltz.
Yeah. Like you said, Randy, when he got hit there at the line of scrimmage, there was a fumble on it. It looked like all Overton guys right there. And one SMC guy right there, but he came up with the football.
Yeah. No gain on the play. Hanno on the carry, by the way, and it's going to be now third, and we'll call it five, just short of the Overton 31-yard line. Again, two tight ends, eye formation, pressure coming. Star dances around, breaks one tackle, and he is marked short of the first down. Wrapping him up, the first one there was Logan Kaiser, and then Kaiser got a little bit of help from Schaefer. And Schaefer puts his helmet back on, and again, there is that new rule that if you lose your helmet, you have to come out of the game, and they're not talking to anybody over there, so he must have voluntarily taken it off, and he's okay restrapping it on. It's a gain of about two, so it's going to set up now fourth and about two. So fourth and two, and they're going to go for it, and tripping and falling is Star. He faked the handoff, got tripped up over the feet of the back that he faked the handoff with, and it's going to be a loss on the play, and that's going to be a turnover on downs. It's going to be a loss of about five.
Yeah, and I think you're right, Randy, on when he tried to hand or fake the handoff to his fullback there, his feet got tangled up and went down. They had something going a little bit there, though. You know, they had a couple first downs out of the play, but, got stalled here at the 32-yard line by Overton.
Well, they're trying to build a little momentum, yep. But if they're going to get back in this game, they have to do more than just that. Now, again, they're going to have about five, six more possessions, but they're down by four right now. Schaefer in at quarterback, tight formation, hands it to Cahoy. Cahoy comes right off guard. He gains about 5 yards, and then he stood up there by Mason Amweg, who filled in the hole from his linebacker position, and that's going to be a gain of about five for Cahoy.
Yep, just taking it off the left side of Overton's offensive line, and their offensive line again, Randy, did a good job of getting up the field and picking up some blocks, and Cahoy did a good job reading it and just picking up 5 or 6 yards on the play again.
Really, since the early stages, as you mentioned at halftime, early stages of the second quarter, the offensive line here for Overton has began to assert themselves. Two tights, crossbuck, handoff right up the middle. Big hole there for Kaiser. Kaiser bounces to the outside. Has enough for the first down. Knocked out of bounds at about the 16-yard line. And so that's going to be a gain of 29 yards on the play.
Nice little counter. You know, he just kind of faked the toss, handed it off to his fullback coming across there. And, you know, he did a good job of following his blockers. Amwig did a good job of running him down, or we would be talking about another 6 points for Overton.
And Amwig did not really have a great angle there, but by the time he switched hands, he was able to, Kaiser switched hands, he was able to catch up with him. So, two tights, long count here for Schaefer. He's going to run the option, keeping himself tucked in underneath, and the linebacker that flowed out there with him did a nice job of kind of knifing him under there. That's Trevor Hanna on the tackle, and it's going to be a gain, well, at the time they unstack it, of about three. And if Hanna didn't have great angle of pursuit there, that would have been a fairly big play.
Yeah, because he did a good job of, you know, Schaefer did a good job of going down the line of scrimmage. It was getting strung out and then tucked it up underneath there. And Hanna, like you said, did a good job of making the tackle.
So the ball at about the, we'll call it the 13-yard line. And a quick pitch out to Cahoy. Cahoy has a couple of blockers. Breaks one tackle, slips to the inside, and that'll be a touchdown. used his blockers to perfection, and then cut in, broke one tackle, and that is a pretty 13-yard touchdown score as you're going to see.
Yep, he got the toss out here, and there's one person out there left, and Kaiser did a good job of making that block, and he followed the Cahoy followed the blocks perfectly there, Randy, and making the touchdown run.
It's like moving chess pieces, and he moved every piece where it was supposed to be, found a nice little seam, and then broke one little arm tackle and goes in for the score. So that'll make it 32-0 with 8:41 to go here in the third quarter.
The blocking of Overton is just, you know, for this last quarter and a half has just been really good, Randy.
And their first possession of the second half, good for a score. Schaefer's going to roll out, try for two, pass in the end zone, caught for the two-point conversion. Nice little roll out over there as he found his tight end who rolled out on that right side. And actually, I think that's his fullback that came out there, Brad Davey. Davey, I think, was spread out. So number 68 makes the catch. From his fullback position, a 34-0 lead here for Overton. Clock not going to quite run just yet, but 8:41 to go here in the third. It's all Overton as they lead the Cyclones 34-0. Back after this.
Dr. Daniel McClenahan, DDS, is your family dentist in Overton. Make an appointment for the whole family to get a checkup and cleaning. Taking good care of your smile is more than a look. It promotes overall health and good oral hygiene. Today means healthier, happier smiles tomorrow. Dr. McClenahan is very proud to support all of our area youth, in and out of the games. Dr. McClenahan is keeping your smile healthy in Overton. Best of luck, Overton Eagles.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Well, Overton has definitely asserted themselves here. They lead it 34-0, a comfortable lead over the good folks from Stapleton in McPherson County.
Yeah, the offensive line, Randy, I've said it many times, but that's where it all starts. And right now, Overton's done a great job up front.
You know, as a former offensive lineman, I don't mind hearing it. You can say it as much as you want. They have done a real good job up front. Well, give those guys a little recognition here after the kickoff. Doing the honors here is going to be Chris Seeberger again. And he puts his foot into it from the 30-yard line. High kick. And picking it up here is going to be Austin Starr. Starr right up the middle. And the hole closed in there very quickly. And the tackle lid there by Dylan White that time. Make a nice little pile there with 8:35 to go. And again, the lineman, at least the ones that have been playing most of the game up the middle are, you know, Zaleski and Callahan and Horn. Those guys right up the middle, they've done a nice job opening up some lanes there. And I think I left off J.D. Callahan. And we saw a couple of devastating blocks that Callahan has thrown through the course of this game. Ball spotted just outside the 21-yard line. So it'll be first and 10 from the 21 here for the Cyclones, and Starr is going to keep it, roll out to the right side, and he's not going to make it back to the line of scrimmage. There was a meeting at the football led by Logan Kaiser, and also on that far side, Cahoy got there, the defensive end. I mean, there just wasn't anything going on that far side.
Yeah, and Overton's just got another step in them right now, Randy. They're pretty fired up. At first, you know, like I said, it was just a battle up front, but right now Overton is looking really good.
Kearney 27-0 over Pius X. That game is on our sister station, ESPN 1460. Northeast leading Grand Island 28-7. Aurora 26-10 over McCook in the third. Gehring with a 20-point lead over Holdridge, 40-20. Quick little keeper up the middle. Starr breaks off one tackle, and there's just more blue jerseys coming after he broke one tackle, and about everybody got a little piece of the action there. But DJ Anderson Logan Johnson was in on the tackle on that one.
Yep. It, up front, you know, they're kind of holding them up there, and then all of a sudden these backers for Overton are just flying to the football. They got that, you know, like we said, Randy, they've got that little extra step in them.
And again, no gain on the play here for Starr. Second play with no gain for Starr. O'Neill leading St. Paul 17-0. Check other scores here as Starr runs into his running back, rolls to his right, throws back to his left, setting up the screen, and making the catch is going to be Paven. Paven breaks one tackle, scoots to the outside, and he's tackled right where there's a flag on the play after a gain of about 10. And we'll see. Well, it looked like a flag, but I think it might be part of a pom-pom. It got just enough for the first down. They picked it up. It was not a flag. It was a piece of paper down there or some tape or something. And it's a gain of about 11 on the play. And that was actually thrown behind the line of scrimmage. So Paben actually is going to get carried credit for an 11-yard run on the play. And it'll be first and 10 from the 31-yard line. We've got some more scores we'll check for you here in a second. Tight formation here. I formation. Quick little pitch to the outside. Running with it is going to be Hannah. Hannah breaks one tackle. Still plugging forward. He gains about 10 on the play. Nothing fancy, just, I don't want to say I'll tackle an eight-man football, but that's essentially what it was. And he just takes it to the outside, gains just a little bit shy of 10 on the play.
Yeah, Kaiser did a good job for Overton coming flying up there to turn the play in, but so didn't Hannah do a good job of cutting it up the middle on that. And he did a good job of following his blockers that time, picking up 9 on the play.
Bruning, Davenport, Shickley 41, Cross County nothing in the third. South Loop 19-6 over Anselmo Myrna in the second quarter. Here, Starr trying to outrun the defense as he rolls out to his left. He's going to be forced out of bounds. Only needed about 1 yard and ends up getting, we'll see where they spot it, ends up getting about 4 on the play. So it'll be first and 10 here for McPherson County. Other scores, Burwell 14 and Ansley LF 14-8.
Ansley Litchfield.
Yeah, Litchfield. Yeah, that makes sense. 14-8. Lawrence Nelson 30-8 over Meridian, and Kennesaw leading Pleasanton 41-0. That game's at halftime. Here, first and 10. Quick little pitch by Starr. Starr gets it out left, right wing for Hannah. Hannah cuts back to the inside. Nice little cutback, yeah. But Overton fills the gap after a gain maybe of about 4 on the play. And so McPherson County, they're starting to make something happen here. They're not going quietly in this one.
No, and even in the first possession of the second half, they picked up a couple of first downs. And right here, they picked up another good 6 yards on a play. Like you said, he did a good job of cutting back and picking up 6 yards.
So they're looking a whole lot better in this than the score kind of indicates at the moment anyway. Again, tie-dye formation, quick little pitch back to Hannah. And he breaks one tackle and is going to be knocked down short of the 30-yard line. No gain on the play. And, again, I apologize, I misspoke. That actually was Logan Paben on the carry. But Paben doesn't gain anything on that one.
No, Kaiser and Schaefer came up from their safety spots on that one and made sure that there was nothing going to take place. But the outside defensive end turned the play up and let them guys make that play.
Well, it was, they were back there so quickly where the with corner and the safety, that it almost looked like a run blitz.
Yep.
You know, maybe that's just a quick read, but they got in there very quick. So third and a long 5 here. Starr fakes the pitch, going to roll to his right, gets to the outside, and is going to be knocked down after a gain of about 1. The defensive end forced him well outside. It looked like a hold over there. No flag on the play. And then it was Cahoy who made the tackle after a gain maybe of about 1.
Yeah, like you said, Randy, the defensive end came up the line of scrimmage so far, and he had to go, Starr had to go clear out around him, and he maybe gained 1 yard on the play, but the defensive end caused all that.
That was Schaefer out there, and again, he fought through that block so well, it looked like a hole, but the official right there does not make the call. He's a lot closer to it than we are.
Yep, exactly.
So it's going to be 4th and 4. You're down by 34 with 4:46 to go in the third quarter. If you're SMC, you go for it, and that's exactly what they're going to do. They split a couple of backs, and Starr's just going to keep it himself. He's hit in the backfield, lunges forward, and he is not going to get there. And at his ankles, making the tackle, is going to be J.D. Callahan. Yep. And Callahan owned his guy, made the play from his defensive lineman position, and that was very Sue-esque.
Yeah, it was.
And that's S-U-H, not the other spelling.
He did a great job up front, Callahan did, Randy, shucking that guy off and making that tackle. We've mentioned him a couple of times, and, you know, we've mentioned the front line for Overton, and they're doing a good job on the defensive side and the offensive side now.
They are really asserting themselves, and really they've been the backbone. We talk about the Olmsteads and all that. They've been the backbone of this program the last 10, 11 years. Quick little handoff right up the middle. There is a flag on the play. And so this is right at the point of attack. That's got to be a hold with 4:34 to go here in the third quarter. 34-0 Overton. Reminder for you that the Platte River Prep scoreboard show will be coming up after we wrap up our post-game coverage here from Overton.
I see Cahoy down here. I think they were stretching him out. Looked like he had a little bit of a cramp in his calf there. And they were stretching him out pretty good right here. But he's been carrying the ball a lot and doing a lot of things offensively and defensively.
So illegal participation here on SMC, that is a 15-yard penalty. So that's going to be enough for a first down. So SMC shooting themselves in the foot as we cross the 40-yard line. We cross the 35-yard line and be first and 10 from about the 34-yard line. And you don't need to help the Eagles. They've been doing a good job of helping themselves through the course of this game.
And I think they tried nine guys on the field that last play.
Yeah. And they still gained about five. Two tights. They split out the eye a little bit. Hand off on a little crossbuck and a little seam there for Kaiser. Kaiser bounces to the outside. Forced out of bounds after a gain of about 15, but there is a flag on the play. And now they throw the flag forward a little bit more. And it's going to be a hold on Overton. So that little gain there is going to come back.
Yep, and nice little play. You know, he followed his blocks well. Looks like somebody must have just got out there and got a little bit of a reach on one of them. But it was about 5 yards down the field where he got the reach on him.
Yeah, that's one of those downfield blocks, and that could be almost anybody. Because you know, a lot of times there'll be one of those tight ends blocking a linebacker up the middle. In any event, it's a hold there, so instead of gaining about 12 yards, it's going to be a loss of 5, but you get to keep it first down. So actually, it's about first and 16, if you want to get nitpicky about it. First and 16, the ball spotted right at the 40-yard line, and they have to cross the 25. So first and 16, not the most common call ever. Keeping it is going to be the quarterback. That's going
nice
to be Schaefer.
Play.
Schaefer, nice little fake. Keeps it up the middle, breaks to the outside, and now he's pulled down at about the 10-yard line. That'll be a gain right at 30 yards. And again, that little fake pitch got the defense out of position, found the seam, and then turned on the afterburners. That's a nice 30-yard run for Joel Schaefer.
And he's done a good job, Randy. This time, you know, they've been pitching it and pitching it and pitching it. And this time, he faked that pitch and dove right up the middle on that, and he read that perfectly and picked up 30 yards on the play.
Well, it is inside the 11-yard line, so, but it's more than 10, so it's possible they could get a first down here. So first and 10 from just outside the 10-yard line. And again, in under center is going to be Schaefer. Two tight ends, and there's some movement up front. Now, the offensive lineman on the far side moved after SMC had moved. Defense can move a little bit, but a lot of times when they say that the offense is, you know, they used to have that thing where if the offensive line moved, drawn off by the defense, which I never understood. And I think that was just a rule interpretation. It is going to be a legal procedure here on the Eagles. You know the count. Why are you moving?
Yeah.
You know, if the defense draws you off, I think that's a good play by the defense. And that's essentially what happened there. First and 15 from the 16, and now their 5 yards is given back because Levi Peterson coming on a blitz, he crossed that invisible line that makes up the line of scrimmage, and so he'll be back to first and 10. So no harm, no foul.
It looks like, you know, SMC on these last couple plays, Randy, or this last couple of tried plays, are bringing the house on things. And they're going
They have to roll the dice. You have to try to make that big defensive play, maybe force a turnover. You've got to make something happen here, because if they score, it's a running clock from here on out. A little crossbuck right up the middle. They hand it off, and slipping through there is Justin Hodgson for his first carry of the game. And He does a nice job of knifing in there, and he gains about 5 yards. And the way that offensive line's blocking, it doesn't matter who's carrying the ball. They're going to get a nice little seam to run through.
Yep, and like you said, he kind of made one little step to the right and cut it back a little bit to the left. But the offensive line up front has done a great job. And right now we're going to have a little bit of a timeout for SMC.
And that's the circle of the wagons a little bit. They got to understand that, guys, we need to stop and we don't want that running clock. 2:55 to go here. Third quarter, 34-0 Overton with the lead over Stapleton McPherson County. Timeout for the Cyclones. We're back after this.
When America's farmers work together, they're part of something bigger. That's especially true when you work with your CHS Service Center, which shares its profits with producers like these.
Working with a strong farmer-built company helps me make a profit and build equity.
A cooperative and a farming operation working together will spell success.
They're here to assist us so that we can have a profitable farm.
Get connected to a CHS Service Center near you. Resources for enriching lives, CHS.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
Well, moments ago, Justin Hodson makes a nice little cut, found a little seam to go through, makes it now 2nd and 4 from about the 5-yard line, 2:55 to go here in the third quarter, and a 34-0 lead for Overton. So SMC does not want to have that continually moving clock here, so they call the timeout to try to stop, stem the tide here a little bit. Let's see if it works. They hand the ball off again to Hodson, and Hodson is going to get about half of it there. No, they little jump pad, the fake handoff, and the quarterback keeper for the touchdown.
Yep, he did a good job.
That was a great fake because they got the play-by-play guy out of his socks, that's for sure.
And everybody converged on him too, Randy.
That was some great ball handling there. He put the ball on his hip. He had to. I didn't see where it went.
He had it right there and then just tucked it, and all of a sudden he's going right around. Nobody, you know, touched him for the run there.
Well, Coach Rosenfeld, that was a great call because everybody for SMC was collapsing on the ball so much, they used that to their advantage. So a nice 5-yard run there for Schaefer. Here's the 2-point conversion, and they're going to go out of a pro set, a split back formation here, and they're going to hand the ball off right off the left side. Kaiser is able to kind of tunnel his way in for the 2-point conversion. And that'll make it now 42-0, 2:50 to go here in the third quarter. And Overton will be kicking off, and we'll start the clock, and there'll be a running clock here until Stapleton gets on the board. And when that happens, they better get the 2-point conversion. 2:50 to go here in the third quarter, and it's 42-0 Overton. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with a kick right after this.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guaranteed price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
Just for the record, I was not the only one that didn't see that Joel Schaefer still had the football in his hand. It was a great fake, and one reason why he was able to go in for a 5-yard score here with 2:50 to go in the third quarter. Overton with a 42-0 lead. And we'll check some other scores for you. A reminder for you, 35-point rule now in effect. After this kickoff, they'll set it for play, and we'll start the clock. Again, Seaberger with the kick, and it is a high one. Down to about the 1-yard line, making the catch is going to be Starr. Starr bounces right up the middle, and he is hog-tied after he crosses the 15-yard line. He's going to be thrown down at about the 18. Some scores for you here real quick that we have. It is Greene, Davenport, Chicley over Cross County, 41-0. That is now a final. South Loop, 19. Anselmo Myrna, 6 in the second. Burwell, 14-8 over
Ansley Litchfield,
14-8 in the second quarter. Lawrence Nelson, 30. Meridian, 8. Kennesaw, 48-0 over Pleasanton. They got the clock running in that game. And it's Wilcox Hildreth, 32. Red Cloud, 26. Good shootout there. That game is now in the third. And Kearney with a big lead over Pius the 10th. Star somehow is able to come up with a loose ball, hand it off on a little crossbuck. A lot of confusion there, but bouncing to the outside for a quick little hitter for a gain of about 3 or 4 yards is Trevor Hanna.
I tell you what, that 63, Zach Zaleski for Overton's causing a lot of havoc up front there. The Star had a little trouble getting the handoff, and one of the reasons is because of Zach.
Because the guy in front of him was shoved back into the quarterback because of Zaleski. Yeah, he's doing a nice job up there, and he causes more havoc. There's a problem on the exchange. Ball is on the ground, and Overton says they've got it, and they're right. Fumble on the play, recovered, and coming up with it, I think, is going to be Zaleski. Well, nice job, Coach. You mentioned he's playing pretty well, and he comes up with a big defensive play there.
Yeah, big kid, 250-pound sophomore up front, and right now he's having his way up front, Randy. He's done a great job offensively and defensively.
There's 250, and then there's 250. He's 250. He's agile on his feet. He moves very, very well.
Yes.
A lot of times, especially as a sophomore, you get a 250-pound kid, and just plug a hole because you can't move anywhere else. He moves very well up front. There's a good making of a very quality offensive line here in Overton. And off the crossbuck here is Kaiser. Kaiser cuts it back to the inside, and it's a gain of about 7. And right now, Overton, I think, can name the score. There's only 30 seconds left. As we mentioned, the running clock, they only stop the clock for changes of possession.
Yep, once again, the line surge for Overton, Randy. Did a good job. The guy got, picking up 5 yards on the play, but it's up front. Up front for Overton has done a great job.
And they do not need to snap it if they don't want to, but Schaefer is in under center here, and he's going to pitch it back out. That's Cahoy. Cahoy outruns a couple of guys, slips off one tackle, has it inside the 10, and the pile moves forward. We'll see where they mark the advance. They're going to say it's about the 9-yard line. So that's going to be a gain of about 6 on the play. That is the final play of the third quarter. And like the first two quarter, it's all Overton. They lead it now 42-0 as we head to the fourth quarter with a running clock and Overton again threatening to score. We'll begin the fourth quarter with a 42-0 lead for the Eagles. We come back right after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the EMT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with two locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance.
Barney Insurance.
And welcome back here to Overton, the Platte River Preps Friday Night Scoreboard Show coming up in, about 12 minutes of running clock here because Overton is leading at 42-0. And again, that running clock rule, 35-point lead or more clock runs except for changes of possession. And they try to even move the clock for that as well. So lots of changes up front. Cahoy, Callahan, some of the regular starters here for Overton, they are on the sideline. And again, they don't have a lot of kids out for Overton. It's a little bit thinner roster, so that means you can't bring in, that many second-tier players. So in under quarterback is the backup quarterback, Joel Schaefer. He's played much of the game, and he hands the ball up the middle and no room to run there at all. Some of those backup offensive linemen, some of those younger kids, and it's a little mixture of some of the starters and some of the younger kids in there. There just wasn't any room to run there at all. For I think it was
Now here's two truths. The tax man cometh, and the refund follows. If you've been waiting for the tax season to upgrade your wheels, the wait's over. Even if you've got bad credit, or repossession, or collections, the friendly folks at Midway Auto Credit are here to help. So go where you don't have to take no for an answer. Midway Auto Credit, located in Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at midwayautocredit.com.
Nicola looking, they finally get it into Kissinger. Kissinger drives the ball toward the goal, bounce pass down in the corner here to Williams. Back outside to Chanel Farmer, 4 seconds to Ernst, another two, and Nicola, is that good?
Cremosa, another three, in and out, and in. Oh my, for Mark Cremosa.
Like Platte River Preps on Facebook to read articles on over 100 local teams from 14 conferences. Get exclusive pictures from the games that were broadcast live on all of the Platte River radio stations.
And apologize for some technical difficulties. We lost a little internet connection here, and that just does weird things on this end anyway. Couple of losses on the play. It's going to set up now third and about 18, and rolling out to throw is going to be Schaefer. Schaefer throws it to the screen. He hits Hodson, and then Hodson breaks one tackle, and then there's a couple of other Cyclones there to kind of wrap things up. So that's going to be a gain only of about three on the play. It didn't look like a bad start to things there, but good job there by the Cyclone defense of closing the gap and diagnosing that as Trevor Hanna, first one there to make the tackle. It's going to set up now fourth and about 15.
Yeah, and like Schaefer just rolled out to the right side, Randy. He's trying to look downfield, dumps it off to Hodson. SMC did a great job of staying in their areas and doing what they needed to do to come up with a good tackle there, you know, and they got first or fourth and goal at the 15 now.
Just inside 10 minutes to go here. As we mentioned, running clock with a 42-0 lead here for the Eagles. Schaefer's going to roll out to his right, takes the snap and looking, and he throws it, and it is incomplete into the end zone. And so it will be a turnover on downs with 9:40 to go here. So they'll mark the ball, and off we go.
Yeah, Schaefer did a good. He just rolled out to the right side. And he might as well throw it to the end zone because
yeah, running clock anyway.
Yep, and if it happens, one of his guys comes down with it, great. If not, it's a running clock, and they get the ball at the 15.
And there wasn't any chance that was going to get intercepted.
Yep.
So 9:14 to go. Star in under center. They're still going with their starters, and Star rolls to his right, and he's going to be wrapped up there by a whole area of Eagles.
There you go.
Like yeah. Leading the way was Brad Davey. As Davey came in underneath there and made a nice little tackle, gain of about three here for Star.
Yeah, as Star comes out to the right side, they're just trying to get him out in the open a few times, and they've done that a couple times in the second half here. But, you know, Overton, it does a good job of pursuing and getting there, and there just isn't much there.
You know, for Stapleton McPherson County, there's some stuff to build on.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they've had a couple of pretty good possessions here in the second half.
Yep, they have.
And they do a quick little count here. They make a change of quarterback as Jesse Paxton comes in there, and he pitches the ball out, and there just isn't a whole lot of room there for Pabin to run. And they just gave up those 3 yards they gained.
Yeah, Overton that time, they got a few of their guys in there. You know, like you said, Randy, they got about 17, 18 out, and they got a lot of their younger kids in there playing some, you know, football right now here in the fourth quarter. Looks like SMC has got a few of their younger kids in there now. So, you know, trying to get some people some playing time and see what they have from down the line.
Long season.
Yep.
Quick little flare pass out there. Pabin makes the catch. There initially to slow him up was Schaefer, and then Schaefer was able to kind of tie him up, and Davey was there to kind of finish things off. So that's just good team defense there.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And up front, you know, for a few of the Overton guys, you know, we got a few. Adam Ross is in there, another 200-pound sophomore for Overton. Hasn't played a lot. You know, we got some of those guys out up front, but they did a good job of stopping SMC right now, and SMC's got a punt again.
And Peterson is in punt formation. This has been an adventure all night. He gets a good snap here, and about the 11-yard line, he puts his foot into it, and it's going to bounce around. And fortunate it didn't bounce backwards and hit one of the up backs, as Logan Kaiser had his back to the ball, and sometimes that can be a tough lesson to learn there. But it did not touch anybody, so the ball is dead at about the 22-yard line. And that clock's still running here, 6:50 to go before the end of this ball game. A 42-0 lead here for Overton with that running clock. They lead it by 7 touchdowns, but we didn't score 7 touchdowns because we had 3 safeties.
At one time, 4-0.
But it gives you an indication that Overton has done this, special teams, offense, and defense. Scored with all of them. Quick little handoff to the right side, and not much room to run there at all. I think that was Hansen again.
And at one time, Randy, it was 4-0 with like a minute to go in the first quarter, you know. And
well, Overton, we ended the first quarter with it being 4-0.
Yeah, and Overton, you know, in second and third quarter really has stepped it up in here. And I've mentioned it before, but the line up front, they've done a great job up front. And these backs have done a great job of following their blocks.
Yes, yes, they have.
So Overton's really looking, you know, pretty dang good right now. And like we said, SMC has got some things that they can do. They got some stuff they can build on.
Schaefer in under center. Runs a little cross buck and that nice little seam. And then getting tripped up was Logan Kaiser. Kaiser on that little cross buck action came back up the middle. And he was tripped up here by Trevor Hanna. And if Hanna doesn't get that hand out there, it's probably another touchdown.
Yep, you know, that's about the only person out there that he had to beat was that little cross buck, like you said, Randy. Ran it, you know, fake going right, cut it back to the left, made a nice little cut back, and Hannah did a good job of getting his hand out there.
By the time we snap this, we'll be about the 5-minute mark here, and a little bit of movement up front by one of the offensive linemen. And it's going to be illegal procedure.
Little false start on one of the, I think it was this end on this outside, number 16, the tight end on this side. But, you know, Overton, you know, has done a great job. You know, penalty-wise, everybody's had a little, and everybody's going to win that first game.
Exactly,
you
know, yeah.
And stuff. So, you know, and then Overton's probably going, hey, good, we got some things we can really crack down on and stuff for that second game.
Two tights, I formation. Long count going on here, and the pitch out, and it's balls on the ground as it was fumbled. The running back just dropped the ball there, and it's SMC who falls on it with 4.5 minutes to go here. So a little turnover.
It a little quick toss to the right side, and it wasn't quite handled too well, and ball scooted forward, and SMC jumped on the ball. And they'll have the ball here with about 4:19 to go in the game at about the 25-yard line, the best field position they've had all night long.
And they have a backup quarterback in there.
Yep.
Yep, and under center again is going to be Paxton. Paxton's going to pitch the ball back out. Oh. And the ball bounces around, and it's going to be picked up by Logan Johnson for Overton.
Quick pitch to the right side. Guy got a hat on the old football and bounced it right up in the air, and Logan Johnson for Overton pounces on it. So it's right now, SMC had the ball at the 25, ran one play, and now coughed it up, and Overton gets the ball back.
Well, again, week zero, which I don't understand. Just start counting with the number one. It's okay. Well, the other schools start week two. We can figure that out. That's not complicated. But week zero, which means both these two teams are going to have a bye. Next week, SMC has their bye, and it won't be until the 14th of September that Overton gets their bye. Next week, Overton will be taking on Sutherland. Tie-dye formation here as they hand the ball off to Hodson right up the middle. And Hodson, he just keeps pushing that pile forward. A couple of offensive linemen then help move it forward as well. That's just good old-fashioned
keeping those
Overton
feet
football, you betcha.
We've seen that many times Overton right there.
And there's no reason to change it.
Nope.
They've had a tremendous amount of success over the last 10 years. Again, they made the playoffs 10 straight years. Three times they played in Lincoln for the championship, and in 2006 they came away with the whole enchilada.
Yep, and, you know, a lot of the same things. You know, it starts up front, and Overton's got some good linemen up front, Randy.
Yeah, even a lot of these backup kids, they're pretty solid here as well. Quick little offset line, handoff right up the middle. And Hodson, nice little quick hitter, gain of about five. And Hodson's coming up with a nice series of his numbers are looking pretty good here.
That's my cousin Paul right there. So.
Paul.
So. But, yeah, and like you said, Hodson taking it right up the middle, you know, picking up, you know, another 4 yards for him. These second group of kids have come in and done a great job, Randy. You know, they're going to be, you know, and like we said, they only have one senior on the team. So this team of Overton's going to be good for the future also.
You bet. But, you know, you look at them, they only have one senior, so you think next year is probably that year. There's no reason to say these guys can't get into the playoffs and do a little damage this year as well.
You bet.
A little offset eye here. They're going to hand the ball off on that right side. Breaking one tackle is going to be, I think that's Johnson. And so nice little gain on the play.
Yeah, right up the middle again, Randy, right off to the right side. You know, both teams got a lot of their JV players in there right now, and both teams getting some, you know, people in and out as much as possible, getting some players in and seeing what they can do also.
So a gain of about six on the play for Logan Johnson. The ball spotted right at the 25-yard line. We get inside of 1 minute here now. And running the play in here is going to be DJ Anderson, number 18. And he gets the call. He's going to call out the count here as he's in at quarterback. And he's just going to roll out a little bit. Cuts back up the middle, and then he's taken down. No gain on the play. And I think that was as close as they could kind of get to kneeling on the football and work the clock just a little bit.
Yeah.
And they wait, and then they blow the whistle right at the 26-second mark. So 25 seconds to run a play now, which means they technically do – well, I don't know if they – I don't think they're going to call for a 5-yard penalty because they are not breaking – well, sprinting in there. Let's run one more play is going to be Anderson. They sprint up to the line. 7 seconds left. Hey, you don't get in very often. Let's do this quick. He turns around. 4 seconds left. And they snap it, and a local quarterback keeper – right up the middle, and he's going to be brought down after a gain of eight. Attaboy. Attaboy. Play as much football as they're going to let you play.
That's right.
Attaboy. That will do it. There's no gun, but if there was one, it would have sounded. Your final score, Overton 42, and Stapleton McPherson County nothing in this one as Overton, again, a very young team, especially by their standards. And a very young team, but they matured. We kind of saw a little bit of that right before our eyes. They looked like a young team in that first quarter, but they got it going in that second, and they win this one 42-0. And again, SMC is not one of those eight-man powers. Hard to gauge a little bit exactly who they're going to be, but you know, Overton showed a lot of grit and determination. They got better as the game went on, and you can't ask for more than that.
Nope. Like you said, Randy, it was a dogfight right there at the beginning. You know, it was, like we said, 4-0 going into the second quarter. And Overton, you know, up front took control of some things up front and really did some good things up front. And it kind of looked like to me it kind of wore down a little bit of SMC. SMC, you know, has some things. You know, they got the star kid. That's a pretty good ball player. He's, you know, we can see what he can do when he gets out in the open. They got a couple of big kids up front. You know, Overton just kind of, you know.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Give out a game ball to anybody, I think it probably would be the offensive line.
Offensive line, I think you're right, Randy.
I would agree with that. Well, both teams on the field right now meeting with their respective coaches, and a couple of different messages going on there. And both coaches are going to say the same thing, though, and that is it's a long season.
Yep.
We got a long way to go on this one. As we mentioned, SMC next week, they will be – that's their bye week, because when you play week zero – you get a bye week in there somewhere. SMC, they've got a little time to lick their wounds from this one, and they have that bye week. It's mid-September before Overton will get their bye week. Next week, they'll be taking on the Sutherland Sailors, and they'll do so with a pretty good momentum, a 42-0 win here over SMC. So that is your final score. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll return with the Misco Sports postgame report. We'll do that, including talking with Overton head coach Paul Husenfeld. We'll do all that when we come back right after this.
America's farmers feed the world. That's why your CHS Service Center provides producers like these with market access and insights for their success.
Well, they stay on top of the market. They really look out for us.
They watch world activity so we can make informed decisions.
We get daily emails and text alerts from our co-op. They're able to take our grain when we need to move it.
Get connected to a CHS service center near you. Resources for enriching lives, CHS.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field, or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Well, coming up here in a little bit, we'll have the Platte River Preps Friday Night Scoreboard Show. But right now, it's time for the Misco Sports Postgame Report. Get your game on now, Misco's. Keeping our local schools geared up for every season, Misco's. You'll be better equipped for all the games you play. One downside here for Overton probably is the turned ankle for Matt Ayton. And, you know, probably in some games they might have they had him strap it on and tighten that ankle up and get back out there. But they decided to long season. They were in pretty good shape at the time when that happened. And, quite frankly, your backup quarterback, Joel Schaefer, played a pretty good ball game. So I think given the situation, again, you're one senior, wants to go out there and play as much of a senior as he possibly can. But probably a good decision. You certainly can't complain about how it reflected on the scoreboard.
No, you can't. You know, like you said, I'm sure Matt Ayton wanted to get out there pretty bad his senior year and get out there and do what he can do. And he played a good football game that first quarter and a half, I think it was, or quarter and about 3 minutes or something. But, yeah, on a couple of punt returns, he could show, you know, when he gets in the open field, he can do a lot of damage out there. And I think that's one of the things that they want to do is when he's out there at quarterback to get him out there in the open field. And then, you know, about that time when he got hurt, the offensive line really stepped up for Overton. I don't know if they wore down a little bit of SMC or if they really, you know, stepped it up and said, hey, you know, we got to do a little bit better job. We don't have our senior out there. We got to do a little bit better job. And they did. They really took it to SMC up front. And I thought that, you know, Schaefer did a great job coming in, you know, as the backup quarterback, and he did a good job of managing the team. I thought Cahoy really did a great job of running the football, following his blocks, cutting back when he needed to, a couple of screen plays where he got out in the open and he showed what he could do also, Randy. I thought Cahoy did a great job, you know, when he got the football. And he took it on his shoulder in the second and third quarter of doing some things there, too.
They sure did. And again, let's go through the scoring in this one, and then here in a few moments we'll be able to talk with Overton head coach Paul Husenfeld. But let's go through the scoring summary here for Overton. Again, they started it with a safety, Brad Davey, with a block of a punt. It almost was able to find it and catch it for the touchdown, but safety made it 2-0, and then a snap over the punter's head with 1:02 to go in the first quarter. That made it 4-0, a highly unusual football score there as Overton had the lead. And then they got their first touchdown when Logan Kaiser went in from 1 yard out. Then the next time that the Cyclones got their hands on the ball, their quarterback was sacked in the end zone for a safety. That made it 12-0. And then it was the first of a series of touchdown runs by Hayden Cahoy. Cahoy went in from 19 yards out for a 20-0 lead. And then right before halftime, he went in from 2 yards out to make it 26-0 at the break. And then Hayden Cahoy with his third touchdown of the game from 13 yards out made it 34-0 with 8:41 to go in the third. And then Joel Schaefer, a 5-yard run on a great quarterback keeper that faked out just about everybody, yep, especially the play-by-play guy. And he went in for a 5-yard touchdown. That made it 42-0 after the two-point conversion. And after that, the clock was running, and that pretty much wrapped things up here as Overton now 1-0 on the season. As we mentioned, they'll be taking on Sutherland next week. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll take a look at some of the numbers, be able to talk with Overton head coach Paul Husenfeldt. We'll do that when we continue with more of the Misco Sports Postgame Report right after this timeout.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back here to the Misco Sports Postgame Report. Once again, our final score, Overton with a 42-0 win over Stapleton McPherson County. And let's take a look at the numbers. We'll begin, first of all, for Overton. We had Hayden Cahoy, 16 carries for 102 yards. Matt Ayton carried the ball twice for 3 yards. He had that turn ankle, and so his action was limited in this one. Logan Kaiser, 7 carries for 49 yards. Brad Davey, 3 carries for 18 yards. Joel Schaefer had 5 carries for 39 yards. Justin Hodson had 5 carries for 19 yards. And Logan Anderson ended up with 2 carries for 15 yards. Unofficially, 38 carries, and I haven't totaled up all the numbers here yet. 37, almost 200 yards of rushing here for Overton, and Overton picks up a very impressive 42-0 win. And not only did they get a lot of work done on defense, 3 safeties in the game as well, highly unusual. And here to talk to us a little bit about it is the Overton head coach, Paul Husenfeldt. And coach, great way to start the game. You know, you get 4 points on the board with your defense, and that you just kind of built some momentum from there.
Yeah, it's like I was telling my coaches, not very often out of 20 points, we're 6 points to be safeties, but I'm proud of my defense. We're always, you know, our key is defense. I always tell the kids, you know, we can score as many points as we want, but if we don't stop them on the defense, you know, it doesn't matter. So.
This really was an old school kind of Overton game, because not only did your defense play well, and it did, but you got the running game going, and I think the star of that was probably Hayden Cahoy.
Yeah, he did really well tonight. You know, all 3 backs, all of our backs worked really well, worked hard. I'm proud of all of them, and they keep on working hard. They worked hard this offseason, and they really want to make a statement this year.
And again, a young team, and I think we saw a lot of that maturity develop through the course of the game. Early in the game, I don't think your offensive line really played that well, but they really picked it up.
Yeah. You know, they're young. They're young. JD's about the only one that has a real varsity experience, but, you know, they're working together. They're always together. They make sure they communicate together. And so they're best of friends, and, you know, we like it that way. That way they work together well.
And you really kind of showed that, you kind of saw that out there, because nobody got on anybody, because, you know, early on, SMC really went toe-to-toe with you guys, but you guys never really backed down. Did you ever feel uncomfortable at any point out there?
Well, I tell you what, when you're a head coach, you always feel uncomfortable. You know, you don't got it going in the end zone every time. But, you know, we played hard, and that's, you know, we're gonna face that all throughout the year. You know, that getting through that first quarter, getting our jitters out, and then doing what we're supposed to do.
Let's talk a little bit about what might be one of the downsides here. Matt Aiden went out of the game. Talk a little bit about his injury. It appeared as an ankle to us. Talk a little bit about the injury and your thought process and your decision to keep him out of the game.
You know, Matt, he made a good punt return over here, and then, you know, hurt that ankle a little bit. You know, might be a high ankle sprain, something. He's going to work on it. They got a boot already for it. Not worried about it because, you know, we worked all three backs between Joel and Hayden and Matt. So all three of them are very experienced at that position, and they're all comfortable.
And Joel looked pretty good out there. I mean, you could kind of tell that he felt comfortable in under center.
Yeah. You know, and that just comes with us working him and making sure that, you know, everybody's comfortable where they're going to be. I mean, he was playing end. He was playing running back. He was playing quarterback. And so we make sure everybody needs to be where they're supposed to be.
Do you have a sense of how bad the ankle sprain is?
Oh, he just said, you know, it's upper part of the, you know, like a high ankle sprain. Don't know how long he's going to be out, but he's a tough kid, and I'm sure he's going to want to play. So.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
You know, we're going to look at film. We always find out. I'm a perfectionist. Yeah. I want to see everybody doing exactly what they're supposed to do every time. And if we see that, that's great. If we don't, you know, we're going to make sure that we work on it.
Paul, congratulations. Nice game.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Paul Hoosevelt, the head football coach here at Overton with a...
Overton Sand and Gravel is a proud supporter of this broadcast and all area high school teams in and out of the game this year. Call Overton Sand and Gravel for when you need it rocked. Overton Sand and Gravel is the only name you need to remember. They carry everything from crushed concrete to river rock, decorative rocks, and gravel for driveways. There's no job too big or small for Overton Sand and Gravel, commercial or residential, concrete, and other rock. Overton Sand and Gravel, serving Overton and surrounding areas.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Well, 234 yards rushing unofficially here for Overton, led by Hayden Cahoy, 16 carries for 102 yards. Compare that to Stapleton McPherson County. Austin Starr, their leading rusher, for 25 yards on 16 carries, 10 carries, 35 yards for Trevor Hanna, 1 carry, 1 yard for Levi Peterson. Logan Pabin, 5 carries, 8 yards, and 1 carry in the ball game. For number 33, Levi Peterson, 1 carry for 1 yard. So unofficially, 33 carries, 69 yards for Stapleton McPherson County. And in the air, they completed 1 pass for 2 yards. So a total of 71 yards offense for Stapleton McPherson County. They suffered 3 safeties, one of them with a bad snap over the punter's head, blocked punt, quarterback snacked in the end zone. So Overton's defense outscores Stapleton McPherson County, and then you tack on about 200 yards rushing on the ground here for Overton, and they really dominate this game. Didn't start that way. It was 4-0 at the end of one quarter, but Overton really dominates this game, and they win it 42-0. And as you heard from Coach Husenfeld a little bit ago, proud of his football team, and rightly so.
Oh, I think so, Randy. And he mentioned it, too, his defense. His defense played real well, and that's something that, you know, we didn't mention. We kind of mentioned it here and there how well they're playing, but their defense played exceptionally well tonight, along with the people up front. And the things just started to go in the second quarter, second and third quarter for Overton. kind of, you know, snowballed a little bit for SMC. But, you know, and SMC's got some things. They got some people out there that aren't too bad. You know, they hopefully they pick it up and, you know, in 2 weeks, because they got a bye week next week, pick it up. And they got some things that they can work on and see what they can do down the stretch here.
And as we mentioned, over to next week, they have Sutherland. So, you know, that's a game that, you know, Overton year in and year out probably matches up pretty well there. And if they play like they did tonight, next week, you certainly have to – they're not going to be a lot of games that Overton's going to have to lay awake at night the night before and fear. But as Coach Husenfeld says, as head coach, you always worry.
Yep.
so they're going to have to bring their A game a few times. But Overton, not rated in the top 10, maybe sending a little bit of a statement that maybe, hey, don't forget about us. We're on a pretty good run here. And even though they're a young football team, they certainly came of age during that first half, and they win it 42-0 over Stapleton McPherson County. Next Friday night here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM, Doug Duda will be up in the great northern lands around the greater Ord area. His you know, after being in the front page of the Kearney Hub today, now he's getting probably there's a homecoming parade for him next week over in Ord. But he's going to head to Ord for the Chanticleers playing host to Kearney Catholic. That is the game next week. Right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. We have not chosen our game that's going to be on the AM. Wherever that is, that's where I'll be with UNK baseball coach Damon Day. So you can be replaced.
Dang it.
I'm just saying. Obviously, you'll be watching your son playing up in Ord. So we'll miss you next week, but we'll be getting those scores for you, and we'll hear about it on our right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. So, again, I'm Randy Bushcutter. We'll be back again with you for high school football next Friday night, as well as we'll have a game on, well, our whole myriad of stations on the Platte River Radio Network family of stations. Will have those games for you. And again, I do know about the Kearney Catholic game for sure next week right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Also next week, as well as this week, we will have the Platte River Preps Friday Night Scoreboard Show. And in fact, we'll be stepping away here and sending it right over to the studios for that show. Once again, our final in this one, it's Overton moving to 1-0 on the season as they pick up the win at home against Stapleton McPherson County, a final of 42-0. I'm Randy Bushcutter for Don Lease and Stacy Johns back in the studio, our engineer. Thank you so much for joining us. Good night, everybody.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports Presentation. Brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest design.